Northway Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraer Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Red Hill Saluki football all season long here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO.
The rain has come and gone. The sun came out, and it is home opener football here at the Dogtown. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, Saluki fans all over. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. The temperature is starting to drop a little bit. It is feeling good. Perfect football weather.
But when it clouded up here, it was comfortable. Then it started raining pretty hard. Then when it quit raining, the sun came out and warmed it up again.
Rain came from out of nowhere and put a little moisture there on the field, but I think it put right amount of rain there on the field for it. It's kind of dry, so it ought to be good football. Pre-game brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner, Illinois, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Let's talk a little football here. Saluki's coming off a 42-13 win last week over Flora. Had a few mistakes, as Coach Billy Gray said here and there. He said they worked on them a little bit, as we will hear from him in the coach's show later on. And Robinson, Lazy Eight Body Shop has been part of the Sumner Bridgeport-only Loyalty Community Sport decade-long loss from Argenta, Oriana, a consolidation school, I think, and it's Coach Pennell, I believe, Casey Pennell or Pennell.
I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name.
New to the Robinson area up there, had some success in the past, but. He's got a fresh lineup of some sophomores and freshmen. A lot of juniors on the roster this year, so he'll have a lot of returning varsity kids next year.
Yeah, I know it's about just maybe three or four seniors on this whole roster. They're spreading it out a little bit in their pregame warm-ups, similar probably what Flora did, try to throw the ball downfield and pick up their yardage that way.
So they're going to be pressuring the Red Hill defense a little bit, trying to make them drop back. Flora, they were kind of in and out. They threw mostly short passes a little bit here and there. And
short, quick passes.
They were throwing the defense off a little bit, but Red Hill started to pick up on it more towards the second half, which was kind of a downfall. They were coming back a little bit here and there, but were able. The defense was able to hold them off and keep them to low yardage.
Right, and the offense, they sputtered a few times, but they had some big plays, especially from Drew Moore. Kickoff return, punt return, and three long touchdown runs. So, they need to get more consistent with some of the other running backs. Maybe, you know, after one game, maybe they'll be able to do that. So,
and one of the factors in tonight's game, since it did rain a good little downpour earlier, is keeping the ball dry. And the quarterbacks are going to have a hard time on that, getting the snap off the ground. And it's going to be tough. Going to be probably a lot of incomplete passes here tonight.
Yeah. At least it's not raining right now. So it'll help the ball stay drier.
Almost game time here at the Dog Pound. We'll go ahead and send it back for the coach's show and be right back here on 99.3 The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Here with Red Hill Saluki head coach Billy Gray. Coach, how are you doing this week? Doing good, thank you.
Coming off a 42-13 win over Florida last week, and opponent tonight is Robinson. They're coming off a loss, 40-7. What's your game plan for them this week?
You know, first of all, it was a good win last week. Did a lot of things right, but also had a lot of mistakes to work on this week. Game plan is to go out and do what we do and attack Robinson and what we found their weaknesses were on film and take care of our mistakes this week and hopefully get better.
Coach Pennell, in the past, he's had some really good success with his offense and defense. What's your plan for their offense?
You know, they spread it out from what we've seen on film. We know that's what he had done in the past, and he has been successful. But being the first year up there, they struggled a little bit the first game of the year. So we're gonna attack their offense and try to throw off their timing a little bit and their passes, and hopefully that'll slow them down.
And like you said, a few mistakes here and there on the offense. Did you clean that up any, or what's your plan there?
You know, we've worked really hard this week, or the kids have worked really hard this week, and we put them through the drills and hopefully fixed the mistakes. You know, they were simple mistakes. I was pretty irritated after the game, but when I looked at the film, it was things that were easy to fix. So we worked on those and, you know, hopefully complete more passes and make better decisions in that end of the game. And we got to be an option team, so we've been working on the option as well.
Defensive-wise, what kind of defense are you going to run this week?
Yeah, the defense, we got into a forefront last week late in the game. Or in the second half, and that's what we're going to start out in this week. You may see us. We got three or four different defenses we've been working on off and on throughout the week. So it just depends on the situation and where our personnel's at and who's playing the best.
Special teams-wise, Drew Moore went down a little bit last week. CRI, is he going to be back kicking? Or?
Yeah, he just had some cramps, and Drew's always been known to cramp. So hopefully with it being a little warmer this week than last, we don't run into that too much. But he'll be back into all his positions and doing all the things that he does for us on a regular basis, but we've been working on the second team guys, the guys to fill in when he does go down with a cramp, so I think we're prepared for that.
And last week, he was pretty close to almost 1,000 yards. I think he had close to maybe 500. You going to run off of him more or if the defense starts keying off of him?
You know, they can key on him all they want. They've got to stop him, and he's got an exceptional line in front of him, and he's got he had that 20 pounds of muscle in the offseason. He's a lot harder to tackle this year. You know, we want to be successful with him, but if we have to use other kids, they're there, they're ready, they know the offense. You know, there's three backs in that backfield, and they're all very capable of breaking off 100-yard games. So we'll use them where we see fit, but with a line like we have, we feel like Drew's the go-to guy at this point.
All right, and that's head coach Billy Gray, and good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949. Or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back here to the Dog Pound. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. As we just finished up our pregame activities, we are awaiting both teams to come back out onto the field. As we saw before the game, Rob, Salukis did win the coin toss, and they deferred to the second half. And Robinson Maroons, they elected to receive, so the Salukis will be kicking off north to south, facing away from the scoreboard, and will face the scoreboard second and fourth quarter.
And I look at the flag, it's just at half-mast right now. It looks like there's not much of a breeze there, so that may not be a factor in the game at all tonight. So.
And like we said in the pregame show, the rain will be a factor tonight. It did put some good amount of moisture there on the field, so on the kickoff it probably will be slipping and sliding around a little bit, and on offense the quarterback and the center are going to have a pretty good tight grip on the ball and trying to keep it dry.
And of course we wanted to Robinson, like Florida, doing a lot of direct snap to a quarterback. Right, Hill quarterback is up under center in most of the cases, so I don't know how much difference that had. Of course last week Floor had a little bit of trouble with that, but it had rained earlier, but I don't know that it was from the wet ball. It was just low snaps. But their quarterback handled it pretty well, so we'll see what happens here. And as the game goes along, I think, you know, the field won't be quite as bad since it's not raining now, and so it won't be, maybe not be any added moisture to the field, at least hopefully tonight.
And it was just quick downpour, so I think the ground probably soaked it up most of the way.
I think so, yeah. There's no puddles now. There was a little bit damp along these sidelines there where the mat is down for the players, but otherwise it doesn't look like it's too bad a situation that way.
And like you said, Red Hill will be doing direct snap. Drake Allen will be under center. But Robinson might have a little bit more tough problems here towards the beginning of the game, because as we saw in their pregame warm-ups, they were spreading it out a little bit, more in the shotgun formation, and working on that. And it seemed like the quarterback for Robinson, you said it was Braden Childress, number five. And it seemed like he was handling the snaps a little bit pretty good. But on his throw, it kind of seemed like he was not prepared for the ball being wet and was having a little trouble there and getting it out to his receivers. But he should adapt to it pretty well and should be a great ball game tonight.
I'm looking forward to – yeah, I know they lost to a tough opponent last week, and I got down early, similar to what Florida did against Red Hill. And it's tough to come back when you get down. So I'm not sure what they were down. They lost 40-7, but they must, according to the coach, they played a much, much better second half and were much more competitive at that time. So we'll just have to see what happens. Just we get about three minutes before the start of this game. So a little bit of a delay. It's at about a 15-minute delay. So,
and as we heard in the coach's show from Billy Gray, he said they were at a forefront last week, and they switched it up a little bit this week, working on some different defenses. He said they worked on about four different defenses, and depending on what Robinson does, if they spread it out or run it in tight, we may see three or four different types of defenses out there.
And from where we are, it's kind of hard to tell what they're doing, you know, because we're not at practice, so we don't know for sure what that may happen be. But I think that looks like they're probably. I think they're probably going to spread it out a little bit more. I mean, run that type of an offense, which Florida, I think, they went under center. I think maybe once when they were down near the goal line.
And Red Hill was very successful with the run game. They were in the wishbone most of the night last week against Flora. And it just depends on what kind of situations the defense throws at them. So we may see them spread it out a little bit more tonight. We may see them run half and half here.
They may do their double wing offense, which they may run quite a bit. They ran a little bit last week, but they stayed basically with the wishbone because they were having success with it. They were ahead, so you kind of run the clock and, you know, control the tempo and control the ball game. So,
as the Salukis run through their tunnel there, we're going to send it back real quick for one last break. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
You heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account. Take advantage of our deposit banking products and secure mobile banking. You can even earn cash back and watch the money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our banking professionals in Albion, Crossville, Mount Airy, Olney, Bridgeport, or Lawrenceville today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. We're here at the Dog Pound, the home opener. Saluki's kicking off north to south. We are just seconds away from the kickoff. Looks like Drew Moore will be the point man on the field tonight. Back to receive for the Maroons. If I can get a look at the numbers, looks like maybe number 20, Trenton Rogers, back there on the left wing. Oh, I'm sorry, that's number 23, Tyler Beard. And can you see the other guy, Rob? Is that
no, I can't.
10 or 13, maybe. I believe maybe 10, Landon Roy.
Because they don't have 13 on the right roster.
And the ball's away to
high
the
fly,
left side.
Yeah,
back to receive a couple guys. Landon,
they called a fair catch. I think they
Garrett
called a fair catch on it. Yeah.
Comes down at about, they're going to mark it, maybe the 26-yard line.
Name familiar, Garrett Florkowski. Of course, now Robinson is dead. Doug took the CEO job, I guess it was at Robinson Hospital in Crawford County last year, but he stayed here with Landon and his brother.
Looks like the Maroons are going to spread it out early here. Got one receiver to the left, one receiver to the right, two running backs in the backfield. Quarterback in the shotgun. Ball snap. Hands it off to number 20. Gets up the left side. Almost breaks free.
Nice.
Picks
big
up
game.
About 8 yards there on the run. That was Trenton Rogers, tackled there by number 22, Parker Havel. And they're going to quick hurry-up offense here. Two to the right, one to the left, one up back. Childress gets the snap, pitches it out to
Bumble. Robinson recovers it. So
Robinson quickly falls on it. That was a pitch to Tyler Beard, but looks like a Maroon's there first to pick it up. It's number 43, Elliott Stifle. Quickly falls on it. Loss of about 3 yards. Going to bring up third and five here on the play. Robinson's going to send two to the left, one to the right. Going to have two up backs back there by Childress. Oh, and he gets him to jump. Double count there. Going to be an offside on
Red
Hill.
So it'll be a third down and one, it looks like.
Going to bring them back up to their original previous line of scrimmage. So third and one. Looks like Red Hill's in a forefront. Bringing up two guys. Ball snap. Hands it off and quickly brought down. Loss of about 2 yards there. A pack of dogs in on the tackle. Looks like number 23 was the
Beard
run
again.
Man again. Tyler Beard, he's going to lose about 2 yards.
Two on that, so.
It's going to bring out the punting unit for the Maroons. The dogs get a quick four and out.
Can't see the number of the punter, but it's number 50-something. There's more back, it is maybe, about 35.
Maybe 54, David Goble will say. Ball snap. Punt is away. It is a high, beautiful
nice punt.
Nice spiral going back to Drew Moore. Calls for
the
fair
catch.
At the
30.
Gets it about the 30. Oh, defender wrapped him up, but he called for the fair catch. No flag, so dogs will take over on their own 30. Great field position to start the night. 10-14 left to go here in the first quarter.
So after about an 8-yard pickup on first down, defense stopped him on one after a fumble. And after the penalty made it third down and one, they came with another big stop. So,
see what Coach Billy Gray does here to start the night off. Again, he was in the double wing a couple times last week. Yeah. Went to the bone a little bit. Looks like we're going to spread it out a little bit. Two to the left.
But it is in the wishbone, but two wide receivers. So,
one to the left, one to the right. Allen up under center. Three backs, hands off to the first man through, right up the middle, and picks up about 5 yards there. Looks like the runner was number 34.
Gavin Volkman, I believe.
Gavin Volkman on the run. Picks up about five. Brings up second and five here. Shaking up the defense a little bit. He hit that A-gap pretty hard and had a good push from the line. So, as Coach Gray said in the coach's show, he's got a very exceptional line, a great group of guys, all returning from last year. Going to go the same formation, ball snap, hands off to the third man through, Drew Moore, right up the left side, picks up,
close
to the first down. Might have got a yard pass there. They're going to call it at the 41,
and
he's
got a first down.
Looks
like he must have got 6 yards then, or 7 yards.
Hit that C gap pretty hard there and was able to run it right through him. Coach Gray said in the coach show also, Drew Moore packed on about 20 pounds of muscle over the offseason.
But
so
he's listed at 5'11", 205.
Hard kid to stop.
Yeah.
Looks like we're going to go one to the left, tight end to the right, three running backs in the backfield. Ball snapped, handed off to the third man through. That is
maybe is that Gaither?
I believe. He's going to pick up about 5 yards. Gannon Gaither on the carry.
All three running backs have had one carry in their first. He got about 5 yards on that play.
They're going to bring up second and five from their own 47-yard line, I believe. Move the chains a little bit. Each running back picking up some good yardage here to start it off.
Josh.
Maybe aired out here probably towards the second quarter, but don't fix something that's not broken.
And Josh Henry in the backfield off of Gaither.
Going to spread it out a little more. One to the right, one to the left. Allen under center. Ball snapped. Hands it to. Oh, fakes it. He's going to keep it himself. Run it up the left side. Picks up the first down and more. Allen gets about 8 yards on the carry. Going to bring it out to the Maroons' 45-yard line. First and 10, Salukis.
Well, that's sharing the ball. He's the four running backs, other than Henry, has been in there, but the others all had one carry, four plays, four rushings.
Allen running it out here towards the numbers, and had a, he had the option out there a little bit, but he saw his hole, and he took it. One receiver out to the right, tight end to the left. Allen under center, snaps the ball, hands it off to Moore. He goes up the right side, breaks a couple of tackles. He's dragging the defender, picks up the first down, and Moore, he gets about 15 on that carry.
He was on the 45. They're going to mark him about, what, the 30? Yep, 15 yards.
Ball on the 30-yard line, first and 10, Salukis. They are moving it quick here in the first quarter.
That's four first downs.
Maroon's still trying to figure out this Saluki offense. Drew Moore, just a beast back there in the backfield for the Salukis.
Not so much figuring out the offense, it's the blocking up front that's
got a great line of boys up there.
Push them back.
Kind of a size difference a little bit as you look at the defensive line. Going to go in the wishbone formation. Allen keeps it. He's rolling out to his left. Passes it out to
incomplete.
Number 95, but incomplete. That was Ty Ramsaran, intended receiver.
So it'll be third and second and 10, rather.
Second and
10. He was open.
He was.
Pass was a little bit behind him, maybe, but
he saw the ball, but it was just over his left shoulder, so it was a little hard.
Had to turn back a little bit for it.
But it was a good thought, shaking up the defense a little bit there.
But their play was open, so, you know, something you can write down and put it in the back of your head and may come back to it some other time.
Going to go two to the left, one to the right, one in the backfield. Puts a man in motion. Allen hands off to Moore. He's going to hit the outside. Stiff arms a defender. Picks up about six on the play, it looks like. Maybe seven. I'm going to call it third and three. Third and three, ball on the 24-yard line. Maybe 23 and a half. We'll go 23 and a half.
Yes, yes. But they're going to get 7 yards.
Maroons switching up on defense, it looked like. Got a couple guys in there.
I turned up a little bit too. I got 6-6 on the play clock, so going to.
One to the left, tight end to the left.
He did go fast.
Allen hands the ball off. Fumble! Bunch of guys in there on the fumble. Don't know who got it. It looks like they're calling fourth down. So Saluki's recover, kind of rush play there.
Yeah.
The
play clock was down about two, and they went too quick, pretty quick on it. So
they got right on the ball. Allen tried to hand the ball off there.
So you got fourth down. He did get about a yard of the player in. So
I mean, there was just about two or three guys in the pocket there, and he just couldn't do much with it.
So it's fourth and two.
10 on the play clock. Allen under center, one to the right, one to the left. And
offense.
There's
moved.
Flag on the play. False start on the offense. That was left tackle there. Went a little too early. So they're going to mark off about 5 yards. Going to bring up about fourth and six.
Seven. Fourth and five, six and seven, like that. Yeah, fourth and six.
Ball on the 28-yard line. Saluki's in no hurry. Got 6 minutes left. They're in the getting close to the red zone there. Going to spread it out, one to the left, one to the right, three in the backfield. Allen under center gets the ball off, pitches it out to Drew Moore. He's up the left side. He breaks two tackles, make it three almost, and gets the first down.
Inside the five, maybe.
He got to about the six-yard line, picked up about another 15. First and 10, Drew Moore.
Got about 11 yards on the play, or 21 yards, actually, from the 27 to the 6, 21.
They were in fourth and long and handed it off to Drew Moore. Left side, he saw that C gap wide open.
Yeah.
Great blocking up front tonight so far. Saluki is going to stick with it, one to the left. Tight end. Oh, it looks like they're going to go with the double wing. Man in motion, hands the ball off to the running back. That was Volkman. But he has quickly stood up there at the line of scrimmage. They may give him a yard forward progress, get it about the 5-yard line.
About 2 yards, maybe? One or two. Let's give him one.
So Volkman gets a pickup of two, but quickly met by two defenders. Ran it to the left there. Defenders quickly picked up on that. Sent a man in motion. It was Gaither, I believe, to the right.
They usually do with that in that formation. They usually put somebody in motion.
One of the wings.
One to the right, one to the left. Tight end to the left. Allen hikes the ball, rolls out to his left. He's going to keep it. Roll out. Almost knocked out of bounds. Got it about the one-yard line. Great little game right there. He had a rush of defenders come up on him, so he had to make a quick decision.
4 yards there. Third and goal from the one.
Salukis can taste the touchdown. 1 yard to go. 4:36 left to go as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis looking to put points up first.
And they're taking off almost six minutes off the clock. They got it with 10:14. Now it's 4.5.
Going to go back to that double wing. Allen under center. One in the backfield. Two spread out. Ball is high. Quarterback keeper. Touchdown, Saluki. Allen runs it right up the middle and puts six up on the board for the Salukis. Salukis marching downfield from their own 30-yard line. Pick up first downs 5 yards at a time and two big plays. A couple from Drew Moore there getting major yardage.
Especially the fourth down play. Fourth down after the penalty minute, fourth and six of the 27. And he picked up 21 yards.
Looks like we're going to go for two here. Double wing formation, two out, one back. Allen under center puts more in motion, drops back, quick pass. Intended receiver out there to the right, incomplete. That was number 22, Parker Havel, the intended receiver. Two-point conversion, no good. 4:33 left to go here in the first quarter as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis put points up first, 6-0 over the Maroons. We're back in 30 seconds right here on The Legend.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
As we come back from break, Drake Allen on the quarterback keeper puts six up on the board for the Salukis.
First touchdown, too, I think, of his career. So
they marched it downfield so quickly, getting 5 yards at a time there. Each running back getting the hand on the ball. Drew Moore with two great, great yardage pickups. Got a couple of 15-yarders in there and got a great fourth down run and put him back in the red zone.
Yeah, I think he's got four carries, 50 yards. So
Drew Moore set to kick off. He's on the way and ball in the air. Great kickoff there. Gets in the backfield. They're going to switch it off. They're going to come to the right side. Faked him out. Got him up the middle. And finally brought down by a pack of dogs. That was number 22 on the return. Tyler Weber got about 13 yards on the run. Gets him out to the 34-yard line. Better field position for the Maroons. See what Coach Pennell will have for him. Going to spread it out. Two to the right, one to the left. Childress in the backfield with two running backs. Gets him set. Ball snap. Hands the ball off to the freshman through and quickly brought down by number 88, Dalton Ulrich. Ulrich gets in the backfield and brings up a loss of about 5 yards. Going to bring up first and 15 for the Maroons. Maroons in a hurry-up offense here. Doubles to the right, one man to the left. Trying to throw the dog defense off a little bit with that double cadence. Going to reset here. Childress gets him set, snaps the ball, hands it off to the running back, goes to the right side and brought down again. Ball carrier number 23, Tyler Beard.
He lost about another 3 yards or so.
So the defense quickly getting in that backfield. Maroon's not throwing them off at all with this hurry-up offense. Going to change some personnel here. One to the right, trips to the left. Looks like Beard in the backfield with Childress. Ball snapped. He's going to roll out to his left.
He's getting up
to the line. Throws a deep bomb downfield. Almost intercepted there by Drew Moore. Intended receiver. It looks like number 20, Trenton Rogers, the intended receiver. And that was a deep pass. Double coverage there. It was Drew Moore and I believe Parker Havel.
He rolled to the left. It looked like he could have had some running room, but had to make the pass. So the punt will be from about the 27-yard line, more back at about the 35.
Like you said, he did have wide open field, but just too risky on third and long. And so they're going to be forced to punt here, fourth and long. Back to punt for the Maroons, David Goble. Ball snap and the ball away. Great. Another great punt.
Not as high as the one it was last time.
Drew Moore's going to let it roll and bounce to about the 32-yard line where they will take over on offense in their own 32-yard line. Probably see more of the same run game here as we did in the first offensive possession.
Especially, you know, when you're running and been successful, may throw a pass or something like that, but got to get some good yardage and first down.
Gray been getting each running back some time in there. Each of them got easily double-digit yardage so far. And Drew Moore, like you said, about 50 yards. Allen, he's had a couple good passes in the air there, just trying to get a fix on the depth a little bit. Going to go in the double wing formation. Robinson, four-man front. Allen's going to pitch it out there to Henry, I believe, and he gets out to the right side and picks up about four on the play. Going to bring up about second and six. Florkowski on the tackle for the Maroons. That was Henry on the run. Going to bring in Gannon Gaither. They're going to be swapping out plays all night. 2:40 left to go here in the first quarter.
They've run that double wing offense more in this first quarter than they ran it all wet last week.
Yes, they have, and they've thrown in a couple pass plays from that wishbone offense.
Right. And it's something that Robinson didn't see on film last week.
Yeah, and they free-released those tight ends and got some good yardage. Allen pitches it out to Moore. He's dragging a couple defenders, but finally brought down. Maybe picked up a yard or so. We'll see where they mark the ball at. Looks like he got it back to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard, so about third and five here on their own 37-yard line. Maroons kind of picking up on there, getting through the line a little bit better, swimming over the offensive line. Looks like they're going to stick to the four-man front defense. Salukis going to spread it out. One man to the right, one man to the left, three in the backfield. Allen under center. Snaps the ball, hands it off to the second man through, and he is stopped out of the line of scrimmage. I believe that was Drew Moore on the play. They're going to give him about one or two yards. Looks like 2 yards, so call it fourth and three from the 40-yard line.
And it'll be a punting situation for the Salukis.
Yeah, looks like Coach Gray is going to throw in his punting unit there. Almost close enough to go for it, but
you know, if it was 1 yard to go, maybe. But and if you're closer to midfield, but I think you know this early in the game, the defense has played well the first few series, so
got a lot of time left up there. 105 as the clock goes. Ball snap, punt is away. Nice high punt, call fair catch. Ball is bouncing around back towards Saluki's zone, but ball is touched dead there at about the 38-yard line in Maroon territory. Decent punt. Is about 40-yard punt there by Drew Moore. Quite a high punt, not a lot of distance, but a good punt there.
Looked like he wanted to call for a fair catch. I think he did, but backed away from it because it was...
There was quite a few Robinson Maroons surrounding the ball a little bit.
And there were several Red Hill defenders, too, so...
So it was a good call, just letting it go. Looks like the Maroons are going to go trips left, one to the right.
Just one running back.
Childress snaps the ball, looks to his left, throws a screen pass, gets it caught. As we get a number for the receiver out there, he's going to pick up about 3 yards. Gets it out to the 41-yard line.
I didn't catch the number, did you?
Trying to look here. I believe it was maybe six.
Okay, yeah.
I think it was number six, yeah. Okay. Dayton.
You got about three on the play.
Got about three. Brings up second and seven. Ball snap. Childress looks to his left. He pump fakes. He's going to roll right. Pressured on. He breaks away. Gets up back the middle, but is finally brought down by number 12, Gannon Gaither. He's going to pick up about another four on the play there, maybe.
Going to bring up third down and about three.
Third and three. Ball on the 46-yard line. 7 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. They're going to let time run down. And as time expires, the best way to score – Best Way Express scoreboard reads, Salukis lead it 6 over the Robinson Maroons 0. We're back in 1 minute right here on The Legend.
Time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
And as we start the second half, the Maroons take over on their 46-yard line. It's about third and three here to go. So welcome you back to Saluki football here on The Legend. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Childress snaps the ball, rolls out to his right side, pressured on, gets the ball off over there to his receiver to the right. But
that gives me
looks like
tackle for no gain, basically.
Back to the line of scrimmage. Parker Havel on the tackle, I believe. That was number 11 on the reception, Dylan York.
Really no game, looks like.
Going to bring up fourth and three. Waiting to see what Coach Pennell calls. Looks like they're going to go for it. Ball on the 46-yard line. About 13 seconds left to go on the play clock. Childress looking confused,
call a timeout.
And they're going to call a timeout.
I think they're probably going to punt. We're going to call a timeout here.
So we're going to take a timeout along with them. 6-0. Salukis lead it on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Back in 30 right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination, and when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, Best Way Express. If you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your career is waiting. As we welcome you back, looks like the Maroons took a quick timeout, talk it over a little bit. They're going to come back out with the punting unit.
Looks like it is, yeah. There's...
ball's on the 46-yard line, fourth and three to go. So, I mean, still early, like you said, only down by six. So, Goble back to punt for the Maroons, ball away. Punt is up, and it is a long punt. Drew Moore having to run back, comes down about the 26-yard line, going to roll to the 20. And stop there. Ball called dead, and still waiting on a punt return here. Both teams punted about two or three times so far.
Let's see, Robbins has punted three times. Red Hill has one.
So still waiting on a punt return. It's either been a fair catch or a touch dead. Great punt there. What would you call that, Rob? About a.
And he kicked it away from Moore also.
About a 30-yard punt.
I gave him a 34 on it, so.
So good punt there.
They're starting to throw 20, probably their deepest starting position.
Double wing, Henry put in motion. Ball handed off there to Moore. Nope, not Moore. Wolfman on the carry. He's going to pick up about six on the run. Going to bring up second and four, maybe seven. I'm going to call it seven, so second and three. Volkman with a good run to start him off there. Sticking to that run game a little bit here in the second quarter. Only saw about two passes
I think he threw one. The Rams ran and it was incomplete.
And one on the two-point conversion.
Yeah, the two-point conversion. Right?
Back in the double wing. Moore's in motion. Ball handed off to the first man through. Volkman breaks away. He's at the 50. One man to beat. And he's finally brought down at the 27-yard line. Volkman with a long run. Takes it from one side of the field to the other. Switching 27-yard lines. Volkman.
46 yards.
46-yard run for a Saluki first down.
Looks like kind of not a reverse, but kind of a comeback because he must have been on the wing and they just came back against the motion and it was wide open.
Big fake out, especially for me. Well, I thought he handed it off to the first man through the A-gap.
And it was probably Moore.
And you see Volkman come back across the right side and just pick up huge yardage. Double wing. Allen hands it off to Volkman again, breaks in through the B-gap, picks up about four on the play, it looks like. Going to bring up second and six for the Salukis.
Keep it up line, here we go!
Salukis in the quick hurry-up offense there, it looked like. They got right up to the line of scrimmage and hiked the ball. Going to be at the 24-yard line. Second and six, 9:50 left to go here in the second quarter. Going to stick to that double wing formation. Allen under center, Volkman in the backfield. Sends Gaither in motion, hands the ball off to Moore. Set the left side, wide open hole. Touchdown, Saluki. Drew Moore with a 24-yard touchdown. Put six more up on for the Salukis. Make it 12-0 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Drew Moore with his first touchdown on the night. Moore and Allen with both touchdowns for the Salukis. Looks like they're going to go for two here as Henry is sent in with the hopefully two-point play. Looks like they're going to stick to the double wing. It's worked this far. Let's keep going. Havel out to the right. Looks like Rams ran out to the left. Hands the ball off to Volkman. Breaks through the middle. Got it. Two-point conversion is good. 9:35 left to go here in the second quarter. Salukis lead it as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 14 over the Maroons, 0. We're back in a minute right here on The Legend.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Just before the break there, or shortly after we went to break, looked like a sideline warning for the Maroons there. Getting a little too close. And a quick score update from Olney Lawrenceville, 13-8 in favor of Olney.
Indians got on the board, so that's good.
Indians staying close behind them.
So it looks like it'd be a... Well, I think it's going to kick from the... I think it was just a warning, so the ball is at the 40-yard line for kicking off. Just, I think you had one warning before there's a penalty.
So Maroons got their one warning so far. Moore kicking off from the 40-yard line. Salukis now going south to north, looking facing the scoreboard. Wind picking up just a little bit, so they're going to be kicking into the wind here.
I've got Moore now for 77 yards.
Back to receive for the Maroons, number 12. Riley Simpson and number 22, Tyler Weber. They're going to go 5-2-2-2 to receive, and Drew Moore kicks it away. A little split kick, it looks like. Offside. Ball still loose.
I think Robinson got it.
Looks like a Maroon quickly fell on it. A lot of guys there.
It took a really high hop. And
looks like the man to fall on it was Trayton Rogers.
Of course, when that does that, it's anybody's, going for it. So
Moore had a great bounce on it. Got it over here towards the numbers, towards their sideline. The guys on the side, they did their job. They blew the first guys up through there. And there's nothing you can do about it. It was a great kick, and everybody did their job.
Right.
Robinson going to go doubles to the right, single man to the left, two in the backfield with Childress. Ball snapped. Hands the ball off to number 23. He's going to run out to the right side. Get some room on the sideline and pushed out of bounds about the 42-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 44, so about a 12-yard carry there by number 23. Tyler Beard gets the Maroons a first down.
That's their first down.
Beard. Childress handed it off to Beard. He ran east and west there and turned it up there on their sideline and had some wide open running room. Singles out wide. Childress hands off to Beard. He gets up the right side. Picks up about another 3 yards, it looks like. Call it second and seven here. Ball on the Salukis' 41-yard line.
Pick up about two on that play.
So second and eight for the Maroons. Going to go in the hurry-up offense still. Doubles out to the right. One man out to the left here. Two in the backfield with Childress. Getting in some last-minute calls here. Childress snaps the ball, hands it off to Beard. Goes up the right side in the C gap. Picks up about five on the play. Going to be third and three here. Ball on the 36-yard line.
Wyatt Shoulders in on the stop there.
Beard getting back-to-back-to-back runs here, picking up some good yardage for the Maroons. Maroons sticking it with the spread offense. Two to the right, one to the left, two in the backfield with Childress. Ball is snapped, hands it off to the right side man. Quickly stopped at the line of scrimmage by a pack of dogs. Running back on that play. Number 20, Trenton Rogers on the carry. No gain.
So he's going to gain to his fourth down at about three.
Fourth and three here. Official timeout on the field. It looks like an equipment malfunction there for Volkman. Looks like Ramstrand's going to come in for him. Gotta love when equipment doesn't work. Maroons, one wingman, one out to the right, one to the left. Going on double cadence and a flag called.
The third penalty against Red Hill.
So third penalty, 15 yards, walked off there just on double cadences.
Yeah.
It's one thing coaches never like. You got the ball right there in front of you. Yeah. You gotta see the ball. You can't go off of the sound of the quarterback. Going to stick in the same formation. Ball snap. Childress rolls out to his right. Looks like it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Gets to the sideline. Knocked out of bounds there. Maybe picked up about 4 yards. Five, looks like they might mark it off as five there, so second and five maybe. See, get an official spot here.
Get about looking at 3 yards maybe. I see the marker over there. Looks like it's been about three.
So second and seven, ball on the Salukis' 26-yard line. Doubles to the left, one man to the right for the Maroons. Beard and Weber in the backfield with Childress. Childress gets him set, snaps the ball, throws it out to his left. Quick screen pass, tries to throw it out to Weber in the flats. Ball is incomplete. Going to be third and about seven here. 7:39 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Maroons have yet to score here.
They picked up their first downs on this series. We got a third down here.
Two to the right, one to the left. One up, back to the right. Childress snaps the ball, hands it off to Beard. Quickly stop
It was a low snap, and the timing was taken off of that pretty good. So
quickly stopped there by Dalton Aldrich. Andrew Gagne.
Yeah. And he lost 3 yards, so it's going to be fourth and ten.
So fourth and ten, loss of two, got to go for it.
Well, yeah, you're in four-down territory.
And in pregame, we saw the kicker. He was kicking from out here at the 30 and 35.
But it was when the field was dry, too.
Trips to the left, one man to the right, ball snap. Childress rolling out to his left side, pressure on. He gets some running room. He's going to tuck it and go. Runs into some traffic and
I think he may be short.
Looks like he's going to be just shy, maybe a yard or two.
Yep.
So going to be turnover on downs. Saluki ball from their own 22-yard line. Salukis get a big stop.
You got about 8 yards on that play, but
just not enough. Salukis take over on their own 22. great run there. Just Saluki's covered it very well with their defense, and Childress just had to take a run. He was getting too close to the line. Volkman was putting pressure on from the backside. Saluki's been staying in that double wing formation here for the last couple series.
Now they go back to the wishbone when they're deep in their own territory a little bit. So
one to the left, one to the right. Allen under center. Snaps the ball, hands it off to the second man through to Drew Moore. Fumble on the play. Looks like Robinson might have got it. Ball ripped away by the Maroons as the officials break it up here. Looks like Drew Moore and a Maroon were on the ball. Waiting, and it is Maroon football.
Number 11.
That was number 11 on the recovery, Dylan York for the Maroons. So Maroons quickly cause a turnover and get it back in Saluki territory at about the 32-yard line,
it
looks like.
Picked up about 8 yards on the play, and then the ball squirted loose.
Like we said earlier before in the pregame, it's gonna that rain was a factor making that ball slick. Ball snap, Childress going to keep it, run it up the middle. Quickly stop, picks up about 2 yards there. Gets it to about the 30-yard line, so second and eight.
1 yard pickup,
Brought down there by Henry. Maroons staying strong with this hurry-up offense. Two to the right, one to the left, up back on the right. Looks like Beard with Childress in the backfield. Ball snap. Looking right, pressure on, but he gets the ball off, but just thrown short.
It was good pressure. I can't see who that is going back there.
Looks like, I can't get a number here.
You got to turn around there.
Looks like number 11, that was Josh Henry.
Yeah.
Put huge pressure there on Childress, and it looks like he had a couple wide, he had a guy wide open on the far side near their sideline.
But he was looking the other way.
Trying to get the ball snapped quick, but everybody just wasn't set yet. And Saluki's covered up real quick.
Third down for Robinson.
Trips to the right, one to the left. Childress rolls out to the right. Pressure on again. He's rolling right. Gets up to the sideline. Tucks it and runs, but just picks up about 4 yards on the run. Stayed in bounds.
It'll be a fourth down for him again.
So about fourth and five. Ball is going to be at the 27-yard line. Maroon's still in the hurry up. Looks like one to the left, two to the right, one to the left. And a penalty.
Offsides
against Red Hill again. And it looks like Coach Gray is going to call a timeout, talk over that double cadence with his defense.
That may or may not be a first down.
And it looked like they turned the down marker. We'll find out here.
But they haven't moved the sticks yet.
Here when we come back from break. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Hey, ready to finish up those honeydews? Then head to Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. It's fall fix-up time. Finish off your list. Get that screen repaired. Touch up that paint. Get the locks rekeyed. Get the electrical wiring handled. Leggett's has all the electric supplies you need. Electric wire by the foot or the roll. Roofing, lumber and building materials, vinyl fencing and railing, and doors and windows. All the tools you need and Leggett Lumber and Hardware's expertise. Everything for fall fix-up time at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Get it at Leggett.
Tonight's game brought to you by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, and Aperion Care in Bridgeport, providing a level of personal caring that goes beyond our post-hospital rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care. 5 yards marked off from the previous penalty. Going to bring up fourth and one for the Maroons, trying to throw the Red Hill defense off again with that double cadence. One to the left, one to the right, up back on the right. Childress in the backfield. Snaps the ball, hands the ball off to the runner. Quickly stopped there. Dogs. Come up just short. Running back on that looked like number 33, the ball carrier, Wrigley Young. And brought down by 68, Andrew Gagne. Gagne having another great night as he was getting deep in the backfield against Florida last week. And bringing that, carrying that over into this week against Robinson, just firing off the ball and pushing them back. Looks like the Salukis are going to go in the double wing formation. Sends a man in motion. Allen rolls out to his right. Looking for a man. Pressure on. Throws the ball off. Almost intercepted. Intended receiver there, Gannon Gaither. Covered up. Allen had pressure on. Almost
he had
intercepted.
One player in the wing shorter than that. And if he had to throw a hit there, it would have, I don't know who it was, but it probably could have been a completion and picked up a few yards. But
Allen, left-handed, he was rolling to his right, so he had to throw across to himself a little bit there.
And couldn't set himself, you know. When he
couldn't get set with a defender rushing him and just had to kind of throw it up there a little bit and hoping somebody was there to catch it. Going to stick with the double wing formation here. Second and 10, ball on the 24-yard line. Ball snapped, hands it off to Drew Moore. Tries to run up the left side, but picks up about a yard, it looks like. Going to bring up third and 9, maybe 8. Going to give him 2 here. Florkowski on the tackle there. Florkowski used to be, I believe he was a Saluki last year.
Yeah, he was a freshman. His brothers Landon and I think it was other brothers named Carson.
Carson.
They were seniors.
Stayed here for a year and then went up to Robinson. Saluki's in the wishbone formation here. Third and long. Ball snapped. Hands off. Up. Fakes it. Allen keeps it out to the right side. Options it off to Henry or Gaither, I believe. Runs up the sideline. One man to beat. And brought down out of bounds. Gaither with a big pickup. 30-yard gain. Brought out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
33-yard pickup there.
First and 10, Salukis. Allen faked the ball off to Moore and then keeps it, runs outside, options it off to Henry, and Henry just looked like he broke a tackle there. And
Henry's had a 46-yard run. Gaither 33. Moore had a touchdown run of, it was what? I can't remember what it was, 27 yards, I think.
Allen snaps the ball out of wishbone and hands it to third man through. Drew Moore quickly stopped, picks up about a yard there. Going to bring up second and 9, brought down by a pack of Maroons. Saluki's trying to move the ball a little quickly, not as quickly as the Maroons have been doing, but trying to keep time in their favor a little bit.
They put a few things in their offense or things that maybe they had that they didn't show last year. They didn't really show any option last week. And they didn't show the double wing very much last week. Now they're in the
It looked like they were going to show doubles there, but one man to the left, tight end to the right. Allen snaps the ball, drops back, rolls to his right. Quick pass there to Drew Moore. Looks like he might have got the first down, came close, brought down by multiple Maroons. Pickup of about 8 on the play,
That's his first completion of the year.
So going to bring up 3rd and 1 for the Salukis. Ball on the 31-yard line. 3:35 left to go here in the first half. Saluki's looking to put 6 more up on the board before hitting the locker room. Going to stick to the wishbone formation here. Havel out to the right. Allen under center. Looks like he's got Volkman, Moore, and Henry. Allen snaps it. Looks like he might have kept it up the middle.
Volkman.
Gave it to Volkman. He picks it up. Gets about, looks like, 4 yards on the carry.
Got the first down. That's the play. I think he got the 40-yard run out of 40-something.
And it's little things like that. I can never see the ball. Of course, the lights on and putting quite a bit of light on the ground. And just can't keep track of that ball a little bit. But Volkman having a phenomenal night here. Defense keying a little bit off of Drew Moore. A little more off of Moore. One man to the left in the wishbone. Allen under center. Whistle blows it dead. Official timeout.
Robinson
called a timeout just before the snap.
And they guess their second timeout, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
We'll take one before they punted.
We'll take one with you as we look the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it 14-0. 3:04 left to go in the first half. We're back in 30 right here on The Legend.
We love our country. This is Classic Country. 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend. The Legend. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC media station.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Amberall Federal Credit Union. Salukis getting closer and closer to the red zone as we near the end of the first half. Looks like they're going to come back out of that timeout in the double wing formation. Allen's going to stick up under center. Volkman alone in the backfield. Havel out to the right. Ramsarain out to the left. Allen drops back. Going to be a short curl. Oh, almost a post pass. Drew Moore up the middle. Free releases. Almost caught it. Tipped it around.
Just a little bit high.
Three defenders on him.
And he had a step or two on him anyway. Because he'd been in the end zone, but
had a little bit of height on him. Tipped the ball up. The way he was running, he almost brought it in at the 5-yard line, but just slipped away.
If he'd have been as tall as Blake Allen at 6'3" instead of 5'11", been right in the breadbasket.
Oh yeah, right into the end zone. So it's going to bring up 2nd and 10. Ball on the maroon 26-yard line. Going to go to the double wing again. Try and get a good first down out of this. Allen snaps it, hands off to Volkman. Ball loose. It looked like it was picked up by the Maroons, though. Allen tried to hand it off to Volkman as he was coming through. Volkman just ran right past him, tipped the ball out of his hand, and Maroons pick it up. Turnover. About the 26, maybe 27.
Their third fumble, too, that they've lost.
So 1st and 10 for the Maroons. Going to go trips right, single man to the left. Childress in the backfield with Beard. Childress hikes the ball, drops back, rolls to his right a little bit. It's going to air it out in midfield. Saluki's almost come down with it.
There's two of them fighting for it along with a Robinson player.
Intended receiver Trenton Rogers, it looked like. Drew Moore, Henry, and Havel out there.
Yeah.
Trying to break up the ball, and along with Allen a little bit. Looked like one of them was about to come down, but just slipped through their arms.
Yeah. So 2nd and 10 for the Maroons at their own 28.
Looked like the Maroons tried to, that's the second time the Maroons tried to air it out there.
Yeah.
And were just unsuccessful. Both almost ending in interceptions. Single man out to the right, doubles to the left, up back to the left. Bearded in the backfield with Childress, going to switch that back to the right, puts a man in motion, hands the ball off to number 11, and brought down in the backfield. Loss of about 10 or 11 yards. Number 11, Henry brings down number 11, Dylan York. So the battle of the 11.
He was on the 28, and he's back to about the
looks about the 20 or 19 yard line.
About an 8-yard loss there.
So about 13 and 21.
Yeah.
Maroons spreading it out even more. Trips to the left. Single man to the right. Beard in the backfield with Childress. Goes on the single first cadence. Rolls to his left, has to roll back out to the right. Pressure put on by the Salukis. He's rolling. He's going to tuck it and go. Gets up the sideline and pushed out of bounds, close to the original line of scrimmage.
So I'm have to punt, so 1:57 to go on the half.
Going to bring
out of bounds.
About 4th and 10 here from their own, what is it, 27, 26-yard line.
So about a 10-yard pickup there.
Forced to punt now, and coming in to punt, David Goble yet again.
His fourth punt.
Had multiple good punts there, airing it out for his punting unit to get downfield. Drew Moore back to receive it. Gets the ball away. Nice aired punt. Gets down about the 36-yard line. Rolls to about the 30. And finally out of bounds at the 29-yard line where the Salukis will take over.
You're getting a football.
1:50 left to go. Salukis have to march it downfield. Going to try and put up 7 more on the scoreboard before we go into halftime. Saluki's been getting some good runs out of these plays. Offensive line firing off the ball really well tonight. Really getting some running room for the running backs, Drew Moore, Volkman. Great runs tonight. Volkman, him and Moore closely tied for the longest run of the night.
And Henry got with a minute 50 to go. It'd be nice if they could score. They do get the second half kickoff, but they've, like I said, turned the ball over there a couple times on the fumbles. The defense has come through, though.
Double wing. Allen snaps it, drops back. Tries to get it to Moore again in the middle. He was wide open, just overthrows him about 5 yards ahead. I mean, if you run a few running plays like they did that last time, and they went to that the first time, aired it out again. They come back right off the get-go, and Maroons didn't expect it at all. Moore wide open in the middle, but Allen just airs it out just a little too much. Going to bring up 2nd and 10 for the Salukis. Ball on the 29-yard line.
Come on, boy!
Going to go to the wishbone, it looks like, here. One to the left. 3 in the backfield. Allen under center. Snaps the ball. Gets it off. He's going to keep it rolling out to the right. He's got that option play. He's going to keep it himself. Tuck it and go.
First down.
Picks up the first down and Moore. Gets about 14 on that run. Gets it out to the 44-yard line. Allen with a big run. 1:39 left to go here in the first half.
Now 10 first downs for Red Hill.
Hey, let's get up there.
Time will continue to mark off. Salukis taking their time getting up to the ball, getting big first down plays here. The Maroons have yet to stop it. They don't know. They never know what the Salukis are going to come out and do. They could run. They've been throwing the ball a couple times in the double wing formation. Allen drops back. He's looking right. Throws it far for Havel. Havel covered by number 3 there. I know I'm going to say this wrong. Negus Bogard. And just came up short. Everybody looking for the punt. He was roughing him a little bit, but
the ball was well overthrown.
So 1:14 left to go. Incomplete pass. Going to be 2nd and 10. Ball on the 44-yard line.
It's kind of where we were last time. 2nd and 10. But they're throwing 29. So
Saluki's probably looking to run here on this down.
They have, I think, all 3 timeouts. So.
That they do. They're going to stick with the wishbone formation.
What if we go back to an option play again?
One man to the right. 3 in the backfield. Allen snaps it. Makes the handoff. Back to the option. He's going
to
keep it himself.
Breaks
one tackle. Picks up about 2 yards before he's finally brought down by number 51, Jeff Herman.
And Red Hill's going to call a timeout.
And Coach Gray's, I believe that's his second timeout now.
Yeah, it is their second one. Yeah.
I believe it's a second timeout.
We'll pull one out defensively.
We'll take one with you as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 1:04 left to go in the first half here. Salukis lead at 14-0 over the Maroons. We're back in 30 right here on The Legend.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Tonight's game brought to you by KZ State Bank, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, and Rutgers Candy. Welcome back, Saluki fans, to the Dog Pound, where the Salukis are on top here, 14-0 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Great night for football. Salukis just dominating the field. Ball snapped. He's going to keep it. Option off out to the right. Options it to Henry. He's trying to break some tackles there, but doesn't. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Might mark it back about half a yard.
Bill's going to call their last timeout.
And Coach Gray is going to call their last timeout. We're going to go ahead and keep it here real quick. Maroons kind of starting to pick up a little bit on what the Salukis are doing here and there as we near the end of the first half.
And you wonder if Red Hills, since they've called this timeout, if they're going to go for it on 4th and 8.
Coach Pennell, I believe he's probably thinking over there in his huddle, they're going to pass. They got to go deep. It's 4th and long. 51 seconds left to go. They're gonna shoot for the end zone here before the end of the half. Of course, they get it back coming out of halftime, first possession. So They won the toss but deferred to the second half. So whether they get in the end zone or not, they're going to have another chance when we come back from halftime to get back in the end zone. But Coach Gray, talking it over, he might try and throw them off a little bit with the double cadence, try and pick up an extra 5 yards, get it out to the 50. And you never know. They've had some open receivers downfield, but Allen just trying to get control of that ball. It might be a little slick out there. Who knows? Temperature is dropping, so it might put a little more moisture on the ball.
It looks like they're going to be going for it on this fourth down.
It looks like they're going to empty the backfield.
Well, now they're trying to get somebody else into the game.
Trips to the right, doubles to the left. Allen drops back. Flag on the play. Allen looks left. He's throwing deep downfield, wide open. Drew Moore, but incomplete.
I think it'll shift, so it'll be they'll decline the penalty. So the Robbins will have the ball in Red Hill territory. With 5 seconds to go.
Looked like Volkman was coming in there a little late. Allen didn't see him or hear Coach and snapped the ball. And it was good thinking. Coach had three or four receivers downfield wide open. Moore just couldn't get a handle on the ball. He had to look back a little bit. A little overthrown. But
and as it turned out, even if he'd have caught it, it would have been a penalty. And then he turned up behind the punt. So this is Robinson, I think, has they've got one timeout. So
turnover on downs here. 44.8 left to go. Robinson. Coach Pennell trying to get the play in here. 15 left on the play clock. Trips to the right. Single man to the left. Beard in the backfield with Childress.
Maybe you can get your first turnover of the game.
Childress snaps the ball, drops back, looking deep.
Touchdown.
Intended receiver caught it. Touchdown, Maroons. That was number 22, Tyler Weber. Wide open. Gaither, the defender, just, I think he did a stop and go there, and Gaither just didn't catch on to it. Wide open, caught it about the 15-yard line in just a wide open lane right into the end zone. Maroons put points up on the board. 38.2 left to go before the half is over. 14-6 as we look the Best Way Express scoreboard. Looks like they're going to go for one there. Number three, the kicker. Again, I know I'm saying this wrong. Negus Bogard.
I think that's right.
Childress, the holder, snaps the ball. Kick is up, on the way, and it is good. Maroons put seven on the board before half is over. 38.2 left to go as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. We'll be back in 30 right here on The Legend.
Jay's Hilltop in Bridgeport is rolling out something new. Beginning Sunday, September 9th from 10:30 until 2 p.m. and every Sunday thereafter, Jay's Hilltop will offer homemade plate lunches. Hot plate lunches with one meat, two sides, and a dinner roll. We're talking meatloaf, fried chicken, pork loin, turkey and gravy, just to name a few. Sides include mashed potatoes and gravy, dressing, homemade noodles, and oh, homemade pies. Everything is made from scratch, so whether it's lunch after church or you're out with the family, enjoy a delicious plate lunch from the family-friendly Jay's Hilltop Bridgeport every Sunday. Full menu also available.
Tonight's game brought to you by Cunningham Funeral Home in Bridgeport, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Winner, winner for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Welcome back after the break. Maroons put points up on the board just before halftime. Saluki still with an opportunity here. If they get great field possession off of this kick return, they should be able to hurry up onto the ball, get some hurry-up offense going.
Because the clock would stop after the return. So
and get some great yardage. They're going to shoot for the out-of-bounds, so they're going to try and get up some good runs, probably air the ball out a couple times. They got enough time for at least –
several plays in the
at least six plays. Back to receive the kick return. Drew Moore and I believe Henry, maybe Gaither. I see a one.
See a one and Moore and a one and Gaither, one and two or a one and one.
Bogard, kick for the Maroons. Kick is away and it is a high fly kick. Moore catches it. He's going to run it up the left side. He's got some great blocks. Race to the sideline. Gets it out to about the 36 or 7-yard line. So first and 10 from their own 30. Looks like 37-yard line.
About a 27-yard return. So
some great field position after that kick return. And like I said, they're going to shoot for that sideline, stop the clock as much as possible.
Or get a first down. That'll stop the clock also.
They got to move the chain, so They're probably going to try and hurry up offense, try and put seven up on the board before halftime, and then come back out and run the field again and put seven more. So
and Billy May say, let's not try anything silly and go in at halftime with this lead. We'll see what he plans to do.
Double wing, more in motion, gives it to Volkman. He's got room, one man to beat, runs up the right side. He's got the Saluki sideline. He's got a few, but tripped up shoelace tackle.
To the 35.
Volkman with another big run. 20.6 left on the clock. Time has stopped for the chains to move.
Got 29 on that one.
Coach Gray throwing in another play. Look for it to be a pass, maybe. Saluki's taking their time a little bit.
The clock has started again. The
clock has started. Looking for Coach Gray for some advice. Open backfield. Allen in the shotgun. Drops back. He's rolling to his left. Airs the ball out deep in the end zone. Ooh.
Almost.
Incomplete. Intended receiver, Josh Henry. Wide open. Yep. Just maybe a hair overthrown. Yep. Henry was looking for the corner of the end zone. Allen, beautiful pass. 6.5 left on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 14-7. Enough time for
one play.
One play here. Second and 10. Ball on the Maroon 37-yard line. What a half of football. Both teams doing a phenomenal job on offense and defense. The Salukis getting some big fourth down stops. Maroons forcing multiple turnovers. They've forced three fumbles, I believe it was.
And two of them they recovered.
And at least two or three fourth down turnovers. Looks like they're going to go to the bone formation. Allen under center, snaps the ball, pitches it back to Moore. He's play fake. Throws it out, almost intercepted.
One-tenth of a second.
One-tenth of a second left on the clock. It was a flea flicker here.
So you got one more play.
So just one-tenth of a second. How about that? You don't see that every day.
Drew just underthrew the pass.
Tipped up there by Maroon defender, so look for another pass play. Maroon's going to be deep in the back. If not, they're just going to snap it and throw it down. So they're gonna go one more time. Third and 10. Allen alone in the backfield. Trips right, doubles left. Allen in the shotgun formation. Snaps the ball. He's looking right. Rolls out to his left. Pressure on. Airs it out in deep into the end zone. It Drew Moore back just outside the back of the end zone. As the first half comes to a close, as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis lead it 14 over the Maroons 7. We're back with the halftime show just after this break. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a dime.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
If you or a loved one needs personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperian Care Bridgeport. Aperian Care services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, RT and pain management. Plus, we provide all of the conveniences and amenities you want at Perry and Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Time show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Rob, that was one intense half of football. Multiple big yardage pickups by the Salukis right out of the gate. Volkman had a five, Drew had a five or six, and Henry, I believe, had his hands on the ball in the first couple minutes of action, and they got two first downs, quick first downs, and they got a 15-yard pickup, and then they were in the end zone within about 5 minutes of the first quarter, and then they go back and forth at each other. Defense had some phenomenal stops, getting in the backfield, getting off the line, through the offensive line, putting pressure on Childress, and just tearing it up out there.
They have, and they, Moore has 10 carries for 88 yards. Gaither 3 for 38, Volkman 7 for 96, Allen 6 for 30, and Henry 1 for 4. So that's, you know, a lot of yards, just 13, 20 on 27 rushes. I haven't added up the total yardage. The only play that hurt Red Hill defensively was the after Red Hill had a fourth down and in their own territory, decided to go for it in fourth down. Robin took over the 45-yard line with less than a minute to go and scored on the pass, and kicked the extra point, made it 14-7. I'll recap the scoring. It started in the first quarter with 4:33 to go on a one-yard run by Drake Allen. The pass failed with a two-point conversion. It was 6-0. Then with 9:35 to go in the half, Moore on a 24-yard run, Wilkman with a two-point conversion, and it was Red Hill 14, Robinson nothing. Salukis threatened one other time, but turned the ball over on a fumble inside the 30-yard line. And as he said, Tyler Weber scored on a pass from Brayton Childress, a 45-yard pass with 38 seconds to go in the half. Moore got kicked the extra point. It's 14-7. Big thing is that Red Hill will have the ball to start the second half.
And as you said, Volkman, he had multiple huge yardage carries out here. He had 30, I believe it was a 33-yard pickup was his first one, and he just tore up right the sideline, had one man to beat, and then there towards the end of the second quarter, he had another big gain, about a 29-yard, I believe it was.
And one was 40, first was 46.
And he was tripped up with a shoelace tackle from behind.
Right.
He just had one man to beat, but the defender came up from behind and got him.
Yeah.
And the Maroons, they forced, three fumbles.
Three fumbles,
it was.
And they recovered two of those. One of them, as they said, Red Hill was inside the 30-yard line. The other two, the Saluki defense survived. They survived that one, too. But that fourth down play, you think you're going to punt the ball, and then they called a timeout. And they're still kind of confused on the offensive set when they went out. And they had an illegal procedure called, an illegal shift called against them. So, if the pass would have been complete, they'd have had to come back and probably had to punt. But
and so far tonight, we've seen them throw the ball almost close to just as much as they've ran the ball, it seems like. They've tried to air it out a little bit. Drake Allen still, he's had to throw across himself just a little bit. And he was rolling out to the right on one play, and he had the defender coming around the backside and was rushed to throw the ball. Almost a couple of intercepted passes there. One there towards the end of the second half, or first half. I'm going to get that right one of these times.
Yeah.
But he's just trying to get a handle on the ball. Again, as we said, the temperature was dropping a little bit. Rain is playing a little bit of a factor in this. Looks like it's drying up a little bit out there on the field, but still, the ball could be wet. He's still trying to get a handle on it. Some amazing passes, just a couple yards overthrown a little bit.
Like I said, Rados run the ball 27 times. They're 1 of 10 in passing for 8 yards. Robinson, on the other hand, they've attempted only 9 passes. They've got 3 of 9, but they've got 48 yards and a touchdown. So but they haven't run the ball real well. They had first quarter, they had minus one in rushing. Second quarter, they had about 30. They got about 35 yards rushing. So offensively, other than that one big play, they haven't really had some big plays. Raiders had a couple of big plays. And of course, when they had those long runs, they were fairly deep in their own territory. So, but they get the ball to start the second half. They got to settle down and on offense and just take it to them, I think, with the running game.
And from last week from the Florida game, it looks like they have cleaned up a little bit on ball and offense. They've stuck to that double wing, it seems like, most of the night. It's been working really well for them. They've been getting a lot of their big yardage out of that play, sending the man in motion. They've had a few fakes. It's even faked me out. And some good success with that option that we didn't see last week either. Allen kept the ball a couple times, got a couple of first downs. And I look for in the second half, they're going to probably run the ball right out of the gate.
I think you're one who did that,
And I look for maybe not the first series, but the second series, look for him to run it and then go back to that pass play where Drew Moore just free released up the middle. He was wide open a couple times, just barely overthrown there. I look for Allen to, he's settling in, calming his nerves a little bit from that first half. And I look for him to complete a good handful of passes here in the second half.
And that play they've run for a long time, that wing back, the wing just goes straight down the field. And you got somebody the speed that Moore has. Hard for the defender to keep up with him, but you know, also you don't want to. But the thing is, he's been overthrown a couple times, so
not a lot of height, like you said, 5'11, 205, a lot of strength there. He's had some really hard, he's hit them A and B gaps really hard, got some good yardage out of that. He's drug multiple defenders here and there, but he's just tough. He's a tough kid to bring down, but I mean, with not a lot of height there, Allen. Still trying to get used to throwing the ball a little bit. He's thrown across himself almost all night there and just trying to get a handle on getting the ball off left-handed, as we said. So I see for them to throw the ball a good handful of times in the second half.
Yeah, great. Proves that he can air it out, you know. But I think they probably want to get that running game going again, and they get a score here where they could open up a little bit, not take too many chances with it because you want to protect your lead, but if they can get the running game going, if they have to throw it, you know, they will. But I think they can. They just haven't completed much. But you looked at Robinson, that deal, and that was the one pass that, they caught for the touchdown. So it can happen.
And Allen showed his arm there towards the end of the second half where Henry Moore and Ramsaram were there towards the corner. And he just aired it out perfectly towards that back pylon. And it just a little bit overthrown like he has been, but look for him to get a handle on that. Probably not the first, maybe the second series, but look for it definitely in the third series of offense. And can't say much about the defense. They're doing a phenomenal job out there, firing off the line, keeping the Maroons. They're getting some yardage out of that, but I mean, quarterback rolling outside, getting
Getting outside of contain, you know, on a pass play, and the quarterback having to take off and run. That's where some of that yardage has come from.
But Gagne having a big night yet again. Last week at Flora, he was having a big night, getting multiple sacks, multiple tackles there in the backfield. And Phipps, I believe, had a big night last week. Both big, big burly boys getting in that backfield. Hard to stop them coming off that line.
Yeah.
5 minutes left to go, awaiting both teams to come back out. We're going to send it back to the studios. Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis 14, Maroons 7. It's halftime here at the Dog Pound. We're back right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving
local people.
Sip It in Lawrenceville has recently added French fries, cheesy fries, jalapeno poppers, and fried pickles to its growing menu. Did you know that Sip It now has an app that allows you to conveniently place an order by phone or tablet? It's true. They also encourage you to visit Sip It on Facebook and find their daily lunch special. Then hit like so that you can receive the latest news from Sip It. Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville. Open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Jay's Hilltop in Bridgeport is rolling out something new. Beginning Sunday, September 9th from 10:30 until 2 p.m. and every Sunday thereafter, Jay's Hilltop will offer homemade plate lunches. Hot plate lunches with one meat, two sides, and a dinner roll. We're talking meatloaf, fried chicken, pork loin, turkey and gravy, just to name a few. Sides include mashed potatoes and gravy, dressing, homemade noodles, and oh, homemade pies. Everything is made from scratch, so whether it's lunch after church or you're out with the family, enjoy a delicious plate lunch from the family-friendly Jay's Hilltop Bridgeport every Sunday. Full menu also available.
Welcome back to the Dog Pound, Saluki fans. It's been an intense first half, still awaiting both teams to make it back out to the field and start the second half. Still 2:10 left on the clock, and then we got the additional three for pre-half warm-up.
And for this game, starting about 15 minutes late because of the rain and things like that, you know, it's only 8:30, so we're not too far behind time on what it would be. Because both teams throwing the ball a little bit, so that stops the clock a little bit.
Yeah, and look, I think for the Maroons in the second half, they spread it out the whole game. Haven't really been up under center or in tight that much. Childress doing a great job. He's aired it out just a couple times there before the half was over. About 33 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Stop and go route out here to the left side. Gaither was the defender. Just got caught up on that, and I believe it was Weber.
I think it was Weber.
Tyler Weber got about a 30-yard pat, caught the pass about the 15, and wide open lane in the end zone, which came from their seven. As you were recapping, Allen had the first touchdown of the night, and then they were unsuccessful with the 2-point conversion, and then it was Moore, wasn't it?
Right.
He had the next touchdown, and then it was
Volkman on the two-point.
So both teams back out now. Time expiring here in about 45 seconds.
And they'll put 3 minutes back on the clock, so we still have the three-minute deal with it. So.
And then, Rob, I look for Robinson probably in the second half. Probably stick to Aaron to their throwing passing game, but they've been pretty successful with the run a little bit. They've had some, but...
When they had, like I said, with the quarterback, he's had to kind of scramble, and you know, in a passing thing, but and taking off running. But that's probably what their offense is going to be this year, throwing the ball a little bit. See, and it's only the second game of the year, so you don't start changing up things, that, you know, trying to build on what you think can be successful. And, again, the running game for Red Hill has got, I know the Billy wanted to open up a little bit more, hopefully, this week, which they have. They haven't completed the many passes, but if they would get the they picked up what I think about 256 yards rushing the first half. So, you know, they did well that way. So if they can keep doing that, I think, you know, they can maybe stretch it out a little bit like they started to at the beginning. But
and if they can contain Beard and I believe Weber's in the backfield a little bit, Weber's along with Rogers back there too. Yeah. If they can keep contain on those guys, they can really narrow down this Maroon offense and just keep them to the pass game. And they've showed they can cover it with that deep ball with the big guys, Gagne, Phipps, and all them, putting pressure on the ball. it gives Drew Moore and all them a little bit more time to drop back and
pressure that quarterback,
get their coverage.
And he's been able to scramble out of the pressure and had some running room when he gets there. So, because the defensive backs and things are downfield. So once he gets past that initial line of scrimmage, just picking up 5, 6, 7 yards of carry.
Yeah, and Allen, he's had to scramble most of the time. Not a lot of time back in the pocket as Childress has. But, I mean, offensive line getting some great pushes off, clearing up some gaps, getting some good holes for the running backs. And I look for, like I said, second series probably they're going to go to that passing game a little bit and just throw the defense off a little bit here and there, and then probably every other series they're probably going to do that. So, yeah.
Like I said, I think if they can get the ball in the end zone this first possession, that would be big for them. Because their defense, is, other than one play, has played very well, but you don't want to be in a one-possession game all the time.
Yep, and we're waiting time to expire here. We've got about 1:20 left to go. We're going to throw it back to the studio for a quick break, and we'll be right back with your second-half action. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. People State Bank understands that. They're local. They've been here for the long haul. Agriculture is a business that varies, like the weather. That's why you need a financial partner you can grow with in good times and bad, weather or not.
People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back to the Dog Pound. I'm Ryan Seed along with Rob McKinley bringing you your second half of action, where the Salukis are defeating the Maroons so far, 14-7 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis will be going north to south here to start the third quarter. And the fourth,
I think they're going to switch them around.
Up, looks like they are. Yeah. They're throwing the Salukis south to north now.
South to north, yeah.
Facing the scoreboard to start the second half here. Going to be Drew Moore back to receive along with Henry again. Moore on the far sideline, Henry on the near, and I believe it's number three, Bogard, to kick off. Sorry, Gannon Gaither, my fault. Number 12, Gannon Gaither, back to receive along with Moore. Second half action just seconds away. It's almost kickoff time here at the Dog Pound. Saluki's got a big crowd here tonight. Bleachers are filled to max capacity. A lot of people on the fence. A lot of people on the sidewalk both ways. Robinson has a decent crowd over there.
Back here by the concession stand, people are still standing out over there. Standing in line for the concessions.
Bogard running up on the ball and kick is away. Second half action of football is underway. Henry's going to catch the ball at about the 12-yard line. Gets up the right sideline. Brings it up to about the 30. Picks up about...
I think it was Gaither, wasn't it?
Gaither. Gosh, I'm getting those guys mixed up. I'm thinking 11, but it's 12. So Gannon Gaither catches it at about the 12-yard line. Gets it out to the 30. About an 18-yard return. Going to bring up first and 10. Ball, they're going to mark it at about the 30-yard line. Great field position to start off the second half. Saluki's coming up to the line now. Looks like they're going to go to the bone formation here to start it off. Going to start off with the wishbone. Allen under center. Volkman, Moore, and looks like Gaither in the backfield. Ball handed off to Gaither. He's going to go up the middle. He's going to pick up about 4 or 5 here on the play. We'll see where they mark the ball.
Josh Henry's ball carry.
Okay, that was Henry on the carry. He's going to pick up 4 here. Going to bring up 2nd and 6. Ball on the 33-yard line. Henry and Gaither. Runners here.
Henry just came out probably for Gaither, bringing the play in, I suppose.
Going to stick with that bone formation here in this first series. Allen under center snaps the ball. Hands it. Going to keep it himself. Roll out to his right. Pressure on. He gets to the sideline. Pushed out of sideline. Out of bounds at about the 39-yard line, maybe. Looks like they might mark it at the 38.
Anybody yard short? Yard or two short of the first down?
Going to be about 2 yards shy. Pickup of about 4 on that run. Going to be about 3rd and 2. Ball on their own 38-yard line, 39. Maroons.
Who do you think gets the ball in this carry? I think Moore gets his first touch in the second half.
It probably will be Moore. They're going to run it strong. A lot of room over there to the left side there over here on the where the near hash marks would be. Ball snapped in the bone formation. Hands it off to Moore. He's going to run it up the left side. Breaks two tackles. Gets about 10 yards on the pickup.
Holding on Red Hill.
And there is a flag on the play, and it is holding. Going to bring it back. Nice run there by Moore, but going to mark off about 5 yards.
I was looking at Robinson. Has not committed a penalty, been called for a penalty. They may have committed something, they haven't been called for it, but...
Not too many penalties on Robinson. Just the one sideline warning. That's about it.
And it didn't. So it'll be third down and about.
Looks like third and 10 back to the original line of scrimmage. Yeah. So it's about a 10 yard mark off.
Which would have been a 10 yard penalty.
So Saluki's back third and 10 at the original line of scrimmage. Going to stick with that bone formation. Allen under center. Ball snapped. He's going to roll out to his right. Fake the handoff. Going to keep it. Going to go out to the sideline. Got a few blockers. Ran into traffic. Slowed down. Brought down by Florkowski there. He picked up. Got back out to where they were. Picked up about 8 on that carry. Fourth and short.
You have to punt the ball here.
And it looks like
6 yards on the play. So
Coach Gray sending in the punting unit. Drew Moore, the punter here.
Punting line of scrimmage is the 37.
It's going to be the receiver for the Maroons. It's going to be Dylan York. He's going to return the ball here. He's back about the 35-yard line. Drew Moore at about their own 25-yard. Ball is away. Punt is up. It is a good long punt. Comes down about the 30-yard line. It's going to bounce in their favor a little bit. Comes down about the 27-yard line. And it will be first and 10 on their own 27. 10:15 left to go here in the third quarter. No points on the scoreboard yet this half. As we get a look at the first series here of Coach Pennell's offense. Looks like they're going to keep in the spread. Doubles to the right. Single man to the left.
One thing that Red Hill has not done in really two games is forced a lot of turnovers. Either from fumbles or pass interceptions. So,
ball snap. Childress hands off to the left side. Florkowski on the run, quickly stop. Picks up about 4 yards there. Going to be second and 6 here. Brought down there by Cade Benson. Maroon's been in the hurry up offense all night here. Two men to the right, one to the left. Childress, ball is snapped, hands the ball off to the first man through. I believe that's Weber on the carry. Brought down by a pack of dogs before he picks up about 5 there. Going to be third and short, maybe about 1. I believe that was number 20. Sorry, 20, Trenton Rogers, not Weber. Going to be third and inches, it looks like. Official timeout, looks like they're going to measure the ball. First one of these tonight. Got the markers. It is close. It is very close.
I don't think you had a measurement last week, did we?
No, we did not. It's going to be close here. If anything, it's just going to be the very tip of the ball, but I think they're just short. Officials got the ball, marking it out there. As we get a look here. Player in the way. Ooh, just inches it looks like. Oh, they're going to give it to him. Got the first down just by the tip of the ball. First and 10, Maroons. Salukis don't get the stop there. It looked like they just stopped him short, but he may have gotten an arm out and got that first down. Going to stay doubles right, one man to the left, two running backs in the backfield with Childress. Ball is snapped, hands off to Florkowski. Gets to the right side, gets a couple good blocks before coming down by a couple of dogs. Maybe a Parker Havel in there on the tackle.
He had 5 or 6, it looked like, on the play.
Looks about like 6 yards, so 2nd and 4. Ball on the 44-yard line. Hurry up offense, 2 to the right, 1 to the left still. Childress hands off to the believe Rogers again. Got back maybe forward progress, gives him about a yard. Rogers on that carry, picks up about a yard. Third and three, ball on the 45-yard line. Time winding down, 8:35. Sticking doubles right. Tried to get that double cadence, almost threw him off there. Yeah. Doubles right, one to the left. 13 on the play clock. Childress resets his offense, snaps the ball, hands it off to Florkowski. Quickly stood up there at the line. Loss of about 3 yards. Defensive line coming up strong. Gagne again on the tackle.
Is the Robinson player down.
Robinson player down. Official timeout.
Official timeout.
We'll go ahead and we'll keep it here. They're getting him off. Looks like he may be cramping up a little bit. I believe that was Rogers that came down.
So the looks like the force of punt.
So punting unit on.
Moore back at his 30. Inside his 30, about the 25.
Number 54, that is, David Goble.
This is a fifth punt of the game.
Back to punt the ball. Goble, Moore to return. Punt is up and away. Goes to the just right of Moore. He's going to pick it up, fumbles it around a little bit, but quickly brought down at about the 15-yard line is where it came down. Thought about it a little bit. Thought about calling fair catch, but decided to pick it up the last second and had to jump on top of it as multiple Maroons were coming in close on him.
Fortunately, he was able to recover it because that was deep in their own territory.
And I'll say it again, the rain and the temperature change is having a factor on the ball. Getting moisture on it, it is going to be hard to keep that ball dry here in the second half as we get set for the second offensive series here.
Well, it's listed at the 15, so deep in their own territory, the Salukis have a long way to go for a score.
Looks like they're going to spread it out a little bit. One man to the far side.
We're still in the wishbone, which I think is probably the best thing right now to try to run the ball.
Allen under center snaps the ball, fakes it, options out to the right. Drew Moore up the right side, breaks a tackle, finally brought down. Picks up about 12 yards there on the carry. Looks like they're going to mark him back a little bit. Picks up just about 10 or 11.
Like they said, that was Josh Henry on the carry.
Okay, yes, it was Henry.
But he did get the first down.
Just saw the one. He got the first down right at the 25-yard line. Pickup of 10 there on the play for Henry. Salukis again taking their time up to the ball. Going to stick in the bone formation, bringing it in nice and tight. Allen under center. Ball snapped, hands off to the third man through. Moore hitting that C gap really hard. Picks up about, looks like four on the play, maybe six.
Well, you know, it's a 30, maybe about five. Let's go five.
You're going to mark it about the 30 and a half yard line.
We'll give him 5 yards there. That was his first touch of the
second half. Yep. Second and five. Saluki slowly but surely moving the ball here. 7 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Saluki's controlling the clock here, taking their time getting up there, and eight left on the play clock. Tight bone formation. Allen under center. Hands the ball off to second man through. Henry again. Defenders diving at the ground like the ball may have knocked loose, but Henry comes back up with it. Picks up.
He's at the 35.
Looks like he's at the 35, so it should be a first down.
Well, I think it's going to be short.
They're going to say it's third, so third and inches. Not going to give a measure to the Salukis on this one. So it must be just inches.
Yeah. Like right at the 35, so they must have been just over the 25.
Salukis staying in bone. Look for Drew Moore here on this carry. Run it to the far side. Ball snapped. Allen hands off to Volkman here. Volkman gets up the center, picks up the first down and more. Volkman gets about five on that play. First and 10, Salukis.
Tyler Pierce, good for the first down.
They can give him 6 yards on the play.
Looking out there to the west, I believe it looks like heat lightning, so it shouldn't be much over there. No storms in the forecast, I believe. 5:45 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 14-7 still. Nobody on the board yet. One man out to the left, staying in the bone formation, spreading it out. Allen under center, three left to go on the play clock. Hands the ball off to Volkman and gets another first down, it looks like, before being brought down. Gets it out to the 49-yard line. Maybe the 50 they might mark it.
He got 9 yards.
Looks like 9 yards just past the 50 in maroon territory, so second and one. Saluki's moving the ball slowly but very aggressively. Bone formation still. Allen under center. Ball snapped. Hands it to the second man through.
First down.
Gaither, I believe that was. Got the first down.
42,
Johnny Cadence. Okay, sorry, that's 42. New man in there.
Jonathan Cadence.
Jonathan Cadence. Touching the ball for the first time tonight. Picks up a couple yards. Gets the Saluki first down. Saluki's controlled at least 8 minutes of this third quarter. Allen, under center, taking his time. Running a lot of time off the clock. Fakes the handoff. Rolls out to his left. Pitches it out to Moore. Moore gets up the left side. He gets out near the 40-yard line. Gets a 9-yard gain.
Going to be close to a first down, about a 9-yard pickup, I think.
See where they mark the ball at?
Looks like the 40, I think.
Just past the 40. So going to be a second and long one, it looks like. Drew Moore having a pretty good night tonight, but Volkman getting some big carries here and there, especially in the first half. He's touched the ball a couple times here in the second. Looks like they're going to switch up here, go to the double wing formation. Two out, two spread out, puts them in motion. Looks like Allen kept the ball, quarterback keeper up the middle, picks up about six or seven on the play. First and 10, Salukis. Going to mark the ball at about the 32-yard line, it looks like.
Like 8 yards on the play. Yeah, because Moore was out. He was on the sidelines.
Looked like sent Henry in motion over here to the right side and just, I thought he almost dropped back and handed the ball off. I thought it looked
it's
like.
It's kind of like a delay or something like that.
And just took off right up the middle. Like I said, offensive line doing a phenomenal job pushing off the ball, getting some good gaps opened up. Allen hands the ball off to Henry there. Henry gets a nice run there. Gets about 15 maybe. Picks up about 15 and the first down. Gets it to about the 15-yard line.
Marking about the 17.
First and 10, Henry. Saluki's now in the red zone. Taking their time, 3:15. 15 on the play clock. Maroons still have no answer for this Saluki offense in the second half. Wishbone formation in tight. Allen snaps the ball, hands it off to Moore. Moore stood up at the line, but drives hard. Picks up about 5 yards, it looks like. Second and five, ball on the 12 or 11-yard line out there. Robinson kind of keying off Drew Moore a little bit, but still unable to bring him down. He just getting a hard drive off the line, hitting those gaps as hard as he can, and getting yardage out of everything he can. Allen fakes the handoff to Moore. He's rolling out to his right. Option, he's going to keep it. Run just shy of the end zone. Looked like inches. Allen kept the ball, ran it, got the first down, looking for that end zone, but brought down from behind.
Picked up about, 12, 11 yards on the play.
Looks like they might mark it at the 1 yard line.
First and goal at the one.
Look for another quarterback keeper as the line been getting great push off the ball. Maroons stacking the box. Allen under center. Ball snapped. Hands the ball off to Henry. Touchdown, Saluki. Henry with a 1 yard TD puts up the first points of the half. Took him 10 minutes to do it. 2:07 on the Best Way Express scoreboard.
Took him 5 minutes and 48 seconds to hand the ball that time.
5:48, 20-7 now. Look for him to go for the two-point conversion here as Gaither sends in the play. Salukis taking their time. They are controlling. They've controlled the whole game, taking their time up to the ball, taking as much off of the play clock. They've been successful. It's Saluki football is what it is. They're running it right. Ball snap there. Allen, quarterback keeper, piled up there. Far referee saying no good, and it is no good. Salukis get on the board first. 2:07 left to go in the third quarter. Best Way Express scoreboard reads Salukis 20, Maroon 7. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Country legends back to back, 24 hours a day on Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Tonight's game brought to you by Rutgers Candy, WTHI-TV, Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner, Illinois, Bill Dobson Ford, and Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Welcome back to Saluki football right here on The Legend. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Slow start to the second half here, Rob. Saluki's controlling the ball most of the half, and
well, they had to punt after their first possession, but they stopped the Robinson, took over. It was an 85-yard drive all on the ground, and Josh Henry scoring on the 1-yard run. 2-point conversion, no good. So it's 20-7 Saluki's as Drew Moore gets to kick off again.
Back to receive for the Maroons is number 12 and 22.
Oh,
great kick. Squid kick, it turned into a long kick, picked up about the 5-yard line. Oh! Number 22 coming right up the middle, flag down. Pack of dogs in there. Yeah. On the return was Tyler Weber.
If that's against Robinson, it'll be the first penalty against the Maroons.
Looks like we're going to get the official call here. I believe they said holding on Robinson, so it'll be walked off from the spot of the foul.
Yeah, it'll be a 10-yard. Well, it's at the 15, so it'll be inside the 10-yard line at about the 7-yard line, about the 8.
Looks like they're going to mark it at about the 6 or 7, it looks like.
Let's call it a 7-yard penalty because it was. Well, it may have been at the 17. Let's just give it a 10-yard penalty. It's easier to figure it out.
So Maroons will take over after that penalty. First and 10, ball on their own 7-yard line. Spreading it out, doubles to the right, doubles to the left. Beard in the backfield with Childress. Whistle from the far sideline. Timeout Robinson. We'll take one with you. 2:01 left to go here in the third quarter. Salukis lead it 20-7. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Sharon York from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Kelly Fryman. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any one of our 6 locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Here at the Dog Pound, Salukis are leading it 20-7. As we just heard from our guy back in the studio, Bill said Lawrenceville is in continuous clock. Alney is up. I believe it was 49-8.
Okay,
is what he said at the
half.
It was
33-8 the last time, so that'd be a 40-point difference, yeah.
So we're back here. Maroons are on their own 7-yard line. Doubles right and left. Beard in the backfield with Childress. Ball is snapped. He's going to keep it right up the middle. Breaks a couple of tackles. Picks up the first down, and Moore finally brought down there by number 23, Drake Allen, on the tackle. Picks up about 15 on the play, it looks like.
Got him up to the 20,
about the 24-yard line.
About a 15-yard pickup, yeah.
So first and 10 from their own 24. Going to keep doubles out. Childress snaps the ball, drops back, looking left. He's looking deep. He's got a man open. Oh, almost intercepted.
And then almost caught.
Both Weber and Allen going up for the ball.
Yeah.
Weber having to come back a little bit. Almost just underthrown. Allen going up to high point it. Almost came down with it, but Weber came back and got his hands on it and fumbled it up.
So second and 10.
Second and 10 on the 24-yard line. Doubles right, single man left. Two in the backfield with Childress. Ball snapped. He hands it off to the second man by.
He's going to lose yards.
Down by number 11, Josh Henry. Along with Gagne.
I didn't see that. I didn't see the catch. I think it was number.
I believe that was Beard on the carry.
I think it was.
He lost about four or five there.
Let's give him five.
So first and 15. Third and 15. 1:10 left to go here in the third quarter. Ball snap. Childress looking right. Pressure on. He's rolling out of the pocket. He breaks loose into midfield.
Oh, nice
brought
tackle.
Down
nice
near
tackle.
The original line of scrimmage there by number
Cade Benson.
51 Cade Benson on the tackle. Only picked up about 2 yards there. Fourth and long. Going to force a punt.
Looked like he picked up more, but he was enough behind the line of scrimmage, I think, that it. So the Saluki should get decent field position. They punt from about the 20-yard line.
Moore not back to receive. Looks like Parker Havel is back. Goble set the punt. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Punt is away. It is a low punt there. Havel going to let it roll back into the backfield.
Punting games have been a big thing for Robbins. They punted real well, back to the 27. So
and a 30. Flag at midfield.
There is a flag on the play.
See who they call it on here.
Be a 53-yard punt.
Maybe calling unsportsmanlike here. Still waiting the call. Officials talking it over at midfield. Unsportsmanlike against Robinson and Red Hill.
Offsetting penalties.
So those will offset.
Personal fouls.
So those will offset and they will take over at their own 27-yard line. And we have probably an official timeout coming. There's a dog on the field. Somebody lost their dog here.
It's not a Saluki, so.
So a little setback here. Dog streaking across here to the near sideline.
Went out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Now across the track. Saluki's will have the ball at their own 27-yard line. They started the last time on the 15 and went 85 yards.
So Saluki's second series, they stuck to that bone formation.
Yeah.
See what they do here. Looks like they're going to
do that again.
Keep it in tight, stick to the bone formation. Been very successful. Got first touchdown up on the board. Controlled the clock this whole third quarter. Allen snaps the ball, gives it to the third man through. I believe that's Moore that got it. Quickly stopped. Picks up about 3 yards on the play.
That's already 16 rushes this quarter for the Salukis. They've not thrown the ball. They've run the ball 16 times, and he got five there.
Looks like they're going to give him 5 yards, so second and five as time expires here in the third quarter. Salukis put the only points up here so far in the second half. Your score as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis 20, Maroons 7. We're back in 1 minute right here on The Legend.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Varner Service Center, Gray's Restaurant, and Sippet Sweet Teas. Under new local ownership, committed to offer the best quality and service to Lawrence County. So far, only Saluki's put up one touchdown on the board. It's been a slow start to the second half. Saluki's will take over at their own 27 as we begin the fourth quarter.
They got second and five from the 32. They picked up 5 yards in that first down play.
So Saluki's going to stick to that bone formation in tight. Allen under center. Ball snapped. Hands off to the second man through. Volkman picks up the first down. Barely, it looks like. And looks like they're going to mark him just short, maybe. Nope.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, just short. So going to be third and another close first down. Third and inches again. Looks like they might measure here. Official timeout.
I think he's going
to take a look at it here real quick. Well,
he's
going to give it to him.
Give him the first down.
First and 10, Red Hill. So quick first down pickup there by Volkman.
Number 18 for the first downs for the Salukis. To Robinson has, I've got four for five for them.
Allen under center. Bone formation snaps the ball. Is going to roll out to his left side, keeping himself. Pressure on, going to be brought down for about a yard loss maybe. Might have got back to the original line of scrimmage. Brought down there by Florkowski of the Maroons. Looks like they're gonna. Looks like he got back to the original line of scrimmage. So second and 10.
They haven't marked. Well, yeah, zero.
Second and 10, ball on the 37-yard line. Again, Saluki's taking their time controlling the game. They've probably had, what would you say, about 30 minutes total ball
time.
Well,
I've got the time of possession here, but I haven't totaled it up.
So keeping tight bone formation, ball snap, fakes the handoff. Allen rolling left. Man, wide open. Oh. Incomplete pass intended receiver Parker Havel. Pressured on, dropping back.
Well, and it was almost intercepted, almost caught. But.
Almost intercepted, threw it just a little short.
Yeah.
As we said, under pressure, falling back. Havel wide open for just a split second.
Just enough underthrown where he had to slow up and allow the defender to get close.
So incomplete pass brings up third and 10. No gain here. Robinson. Probably looking for the pass play as Saluki's going to spread it out in the double wing formation.
I think I'd run it on this play. They're really crowding the line.
Gaither and Moore are the upbacks. Allen hands off to Moore. He's going to run it up the left side. What? Oh!
He got tripped. He got a first down, but number
had a wide open field there, but
that was
tripped up.
Childress tripped him up there.
Ran into a little traffic. Shoelace tackle again, but picks up the first down.
You got 16 on the play. That's that little counter play there that they ran.
Gets it just past midfield at about the 47-yard line. Moore having another good night tonight. Going to stick to the double wing formation. Having a lot of success out of that. Moore in motion. Allen hands off to Volkman. Volkman breaks to the outside a little bit. Picks up the first down, and Moore picks up about 15 there, it looks like.
Big yardage there from the 47.
Looks like they might mark it at the 37-yard line.
33-yard line.
33.
14-yard pickup.
14-yard pickup there by Volkman. Volkman having a...
He's a well over 100 yards.
Big night tonight. Gonna looks like they're gonna bring it in tight a little bit, maybe. Nope, sticking to the double wing formation. Moore and Gaither, the upbacks. Allen under center, puts Moore in motion and hands the ball off to Volkman again, but is tripped up there. Picks up, looks like about 3 yards line there. Gonna be bring up second and 7. Ball on about the 30-yard line there. Again, a slow start to the second half. Salukis taking their time, controlling most of the clock tonight, and just running as much time down, preserving that lead they've got. They've got a two-touchdown lead, 20-7, as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Double wing formation, Moore in motion. He's going to Allen pitches out to Moore. He gets a couple good blocks. Wrapped up, dragging three defenders before being brought down. He's going to pick up.
He's inside the 50, he's inside the 25, about the 24.
Just shy of the first down, it looks like.
Yeah, about a yard short.
Going to bring up third and about a yard. So about a five-yard pickup there, third and one. Just outside the red zone, ball on the 24-yard line. Score update, 54-8, Olney over Lawrenceville as they end the third quarter over there. Red Hill, double wing, Moore in motion, hands the ball off to Volkman up the middle. Volkman gets the first down and about 10 yards there on that carry. Gets it out to about the 15-yard line.
What a 9-yard pickup for Gavin.
Volkman having a great night.
Two players that I think have really grown up tonight.
Volkman and Allen,
as far as from an offensive standpoint.
Allen calming down a little bit. He's settling in a little bit more, but just under through Havel.
Yeah, he's kind of underthrown or overthrown some
about, players. About a yard, but he's finding his groove a little bit.
Going to run an option this time.
Running it out, pressure on. He's going to keep it, breaks a tackle. Finally brought down at about the 10-yard line, so about 5-yard pickup. Brought down there by number 52 of the Maroons, Josh Rosenborough. Little gains are leading to big plays here.
Well, they take a lot of time. It's only 7:20 to go in the game.
Saluki's controlled a lot of the clock this game. Going to try and coast to a slow but sure victory. Going to bring it back in tight to the bone formation. Allen been under center the whole game. Ball snapped. Hands it off to the third man through. That's Gaither. Gaither finds his hole and coasts into the end zone. Touchdown, Salukis. Gaither from about the 10-yard line. Coasts in. Puts six more up on the board. Gaither with the fourth touchdown of the night. I believe, is that his second touchdown of the game or just his first?
His first. He had one last week. He had one.
So each running back getting a touchdown. It's been Volkman, Gaither, Moore, and Allen, I believe. Going to go for the two-point conversion here. Tight bone formation. Got Moore, Henry, and Volkman. Hand off to Henry. Henry's going to cut it to the outside. Hit that outside gap. Gets in the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. So we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 6:59 left to go here in the game. Your Salukis lead it 28 over the Maroons 7. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Slow start to the second half. Saluki's controlling huge amount of time here, taking their time getting up to the ball, running as much time off the play clock.
Well, the first touchdown they scored in the third quarter, it was after an 85-yard drive. This one I don't have. They started this one back in, I think, the 27, so this is a 73-yard drive.
Just little plays have been leading to big gains and then eventually touchdowns. Having a few mistakes there in the first half, it looked like. They fumbled the ball three times, only recovered one of those, losing two. And Coach Billy Gray getting into him probably a little bit, trying to get him to clean that stuff up, hold on to the ball a little tight. He understands, I believe, he probably understands that the ball is going to be a little bit wet, hard to hold on to. So They just got to clean the little things up here and there, get off the ball, get some good blocks. Back to receive the ball for the Maroons, number 23, Tyler Beard. And I believe it's number 12 back there as well, Riley Simpson. Drew Moore getting set to kick off. Ball is on the way. That is Weber received it at about the 10-yard line. Gets it out to just shy of the 30, looks like the 29. So gets a 19-yard pick return on that.
Steven Adamson, 52, Will Stimler.
And it looks like Saluki's getting some fresh legs in there too. Maroons will take over, ball on their own 29-yard line. 6:53 left to go here in the game. Doubles out, left and right side. Childress, two in the backfield. Ball snapped, hands the ball off to...
They had 12 players in the field.
Number 20 there. Picks up about 10 yards there. That was Trenton Rogers on the carry. First and 10, Maroons.
Damon Brown.
You got, what, 10, about 11 yards, 12 yards?
11-yard pickup there. Hurry up offense. Doubles to the right. Single man to the left. Ball snapped. Hands the ball off to the second man through. Quickly stopped at about 2-yard pickup there by Pack of Dogs. Going to give him about 2 yards there. Going to bring up second and 8. Ball on the own 43-yard line. That was Beard on the carry. Beard and Rogers in the backfield with Childress. Doubles right, single man left. Ball snapped, he's rolling right. He's going to be quarterback keeper. Wide open field, one man to beat. He's tripped up, shoelace tackle before picking up. Looks like about 10, 15 yards. Say about 12 yards there on the carry. Childress. He's kind of a wiry quarterback there. He can we've seen him air the ball out. Not too many completed passes here in the game. One for a touchdown there before the first half. But he when he gets an open field, he can really run the ball.
And I think you got some secondary players in the game. Oh, no.
Ball snap, pressure on, almost sacked in the backfield. Childress running out to his left. Finally brought down, picking up 5 there on the play.
Yeah, he was... almost not sacked, but he was on the run, but he was able to break a tackle and pick up about 5 yards.
Volkman putting on the pressure there. Parker Havel bringing Childress down. Going to bring up about second and a long 5. Doubles right, single man left. Childress in the shotgun, snaps the ball, hands it off to Rogers. Rogers runs up the left side, hugs it, picks up. Looks about like 20 yards, gets the first down and more. Knocked out of bounds there by Drew Moore and Parker Havel.
About a 15-yard pickup, looks like.
Ball on the 23-yard line. Two right, one man left. Tried to, there is the flag. Going on the double cadence. Draws the Salukis offsides. Got him for, I believe that's the 4th time tonight, is it not?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, this is the 5th penalty, and I think it's the 4th one like that.
So, going to bring up 1st and 5. Ball on the 19-yard line. 2 to the right, 2 to the left. One man in the backfield with Childress. He's going to quarterback keeper to the left side. Runs out, gets the first down. He's still in and knocked out of bounds.
Number 5.
Not lost the ball there, but was knocked out of bounds at about the 6-yard line, it looked like. So, 1st and goal from about the 7, we'll call it the 7-yard line. 4:26 left to go in the game. Maroons trying to pound it into the end zone. Doubles left, single man right. Quarterback keeper up the left side. He's tripped up at about the 3-yard line. Gets pushed out of bounds. Childress on the carry again. Brought down by Gannon Gaither. Got about two on the carry. Second and five. Maroons trying desperately to get it in the end zone and probably going to come back after the touchdown and kick an onside. Doubles left, doubles right, ball snap. Looking right, deep, flat pass out to number 13, but brought down out of bounds. Trying to look for number 13 on the roster. Don't have him on here. 43, that is Elliot Stifle on the reception. Gets about two there, third and three. Going to go doubles left. They're huddling up for the first time, I believe, tonight. Doubles left, single man to the right. Beard in the backfield with Childress. Ball is snapped. He's going to quarterback keeper right outside the C gap and brought down hard, just shy of the goal line. Going to bring up a fourth and inches. Official timeout. There is a maroon down. That was a hard hit there on Childress. I don't know if that's him down there or not. Sorry, that was a Saluki down. That was Gaither, it looked like.
He's coming off.
Cramping up a little bit, maybe. Going to send in Wyatt Shoulders for Gaither. He's getting stretched out. Maroons inches away from the goal line. They're going to mark it probably about the half-yard line. Fourth and short for the Maroons. Looks like they're going to go doubles right, single man to the left. Up back to the left. Beard in the backfield with Childress. Everybody is on their feet. Childress snaps the ball. He's going to take it up the middle. Walks right into the end zone. Touchdown, Maroons. Childress getting the second touchdown for the Maroons. And only the second touchdown, third touchdown total of the second half. A lot of time been ran off here by the Salukis. 3:09 left to go here in the game. Maroons getting set for the extra point here. Bogard, the kicker. Childress, the holder. Ball is snapped. Kick is up. And it is good. Bogard gets the extra point, bringing the Maroons within two. 3:09 left to go. A lot of game left to go here. Salukis lead it 28-14 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. We're back after the break. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back to the Dog Pound, where the Salukis are up by two after the Robinson score. Childress just coasts right into the end zone. They had to drive the ball long and hard. Offsides there for the fourth time on the Salukis, getting him on that double cadence.
Yeah.
Coach Gray not happy with that, as he, in the first half, they got called for it three times. Yeah. He called two timeouts to talk it over with his guys, and he's saying, ball's right there in front of you guys. Every coach will say it. Ball is right there in front of you. Just watch the ball. Don't even worry about what they're saying.
Moore, the only one deep, as you're expecting the onside kick, but we'll see.
5 men up, 6 men up front, 4, and then Drew Moore in the back. Maroons waiting for the whistle. Onside kick here is away. Henry falls on the ball, along with another Salukis. Maroons coming in hard. Score update, final score from Lawrenceville, 54-8. Olney coasting to a victory over there. It was running clock the last half of the game. So Salukis will take over on their own 41-yard line. 3:08 left to go. Look for them to just run as much clock out here, yep. Possibly put it in with a couple seconds left, but probably just coast to a victory. Going to stick with the tight bone formation the rest of the game here. Allen under center. Ball snapped, hands the ball off to the first man through. Volkman almost breaks away, drops down about a yard shy. 9 yard pickup, going to bring up second and one from the 50 yard line. Maroons trying to stop the run, but just can't. Offensive line just firing off the ball, getting on all cylinders there. Slowly up to the line of scrimmage, 10 left to go on the play clock. Allen snaps the ball, hands it off to number 42. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. That was number 42 on the carry, Johnny Cavins.
Get in there by number 50.
Going to bring up
about a yard, it looks like.
Yep, lost a yard, third and two. And timeout called by Robinson. We'll take one with you. Best Way Express scoreboard reads 2:17 left to go here in the game. Salukis lead at 28-14. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Tonight's game brought to you by Best Way Express, WTHI-TV, People State Bank, mortgages, mobile banking, and more. We're your community bank. Welcome back after the Robinson Maroon timeout. Salukis are 2 yards shy of the first down. Looks like they're going to mark it at the 49-yard line. Third and two after that run by Cavins. Going to stick it in tight, wishbone formation. Allen under center, snaps the ball. Third man through, gets it. Gets across the line of the first down marker. Maybe an extra yard, so about a 3 yard pickup.
More on the carry, got the first down. He got about 5 yards on the play.
Ball on the 47 yard line in maroon territory. And looks like Coach Pennell's going to call another timeout, stop the clock here. We'll go ahead and keep it here.
I think it's their last timeout, so.
So stopping the clock with 2:06 left to go in the game. Been a slow second half, but Salukis put two up on the board, and not a lot of passing here from the Salukis. Maybe throwing it once or twice.
They've thrown it once in the second half.
So one pass, not what I was expecting from the Salukis. I figured they'd alter back and forth, but the run game has been working for them very well the last 2 weeks. And I mean, Coach Gray probably this next week going to work on some pass plays a little bit with Allen, getting a little bit more comfortable with the rushing and rolling out of the pocket.
And I think he was, you know, more comfortable even though one of 11. There were some open receivers. So the thing about it, they got the lead in the second half, and they, you know, just want to try to keep it running the clock and everything like that. And, I mean, you don't have to score here. If someone would break off a long run or something, that'd be fine.
And Robinson keeping really hard pressure on this Saluki offense, testing the line to their limits, but offensive line just firing on all cylinders, giving Drake Allen as much time as possible there in the backfield, opening up big holes there for the running backs. Drew Moore has had a huge success. And Volkman also. Allen hands the ball off to Volkman.
No, he's out of the game.
Volkman is out. That was Cavins again.
That was Cavins again.
He picks up about seven there.
I saw Volkman sitting here on the sideline. So
Roger Cornwell. Make it six on the run. Second and four. Volkman is back in there. Been a little confusion. There comes Cavins out of the game. Again, 1:35 left to go here in the game. Saluki's taking their time. 10 left here on the play clock. In the tight bone formation. Allen under center. And just a little early there on the left side. False start on the Saluki's. Going to march it back off five.
Didn't say may I, so.
Going to bring up about second and nine.
Down to a minute 24 to go, so.
Tonight's game brought to you by Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, and Aperian Care in Bridgeport.
I think if they could pick up a first down here, then they could take a knee.
So going to be second and 8, it looks like. Ball on the Maroon 46-yard line, taking their time. Running time off the play clock. Game clock still at 1:24 after that penalty. Allen under center. Ball is snapped, hands the ball off to Henry, but he has stood up at the line, maybe picked up about a yard there, it looks like, where they're going to mark it. So pickup of a yard, so third and a long six. Maroon's standing him up. Play clock will run. Just under a minute now left in the game. It has been a very, very slow second half here. Saluki's controlling much of the game clock. Putting up two here in the second half. And
they're just taking their time. I think Billy's going to call a timeout.
The Maroons put up one as well. And Coach Gray will call a timeout. One left on the play clock. 36.6 left on the game clock. We'll take a timeout with you. The Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis are leading it 28 to the Maroon 14. We're back in 30. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Welcome back to the Dogtown, where the Salukis are getting ready to coast to a victory here. They are coming back out, look to be in the formation maybe.
They can probably take a knee this. Well, they may not do it. But
they're going to stay in the bone formation. Yeah. Third and a long six. Ball on the 45-yard line. Ball snapped, hands off to the third man through. Drew Moore pick up the first down. And he did. Drew Moore gets the first down. It'll bring up first and 10 from the 36-yard line. 29 seconds left to go on the game clock. Whistle blown. There's going to be about a four-second difference here. So
you can take a knee on this one.
Look for the victory formation, and the Salukis will coast to a victory here at their home opener. And they are Allen getting under center. Volkman and Moore behind him. Allen will snap the ball and take a knee. 5 seconds left as time expires here at the Dog Pound. The Salukis take the home opener. Best Way Express scoreboard, 28-14. Salukis pounding it hard there in the first half and then just taking their time, keeping the lead here in the second half. We'll be back after this break here with Coach Billy Gray later and your stats of the game right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and Dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never, ever a pain army, Mommy and Daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
You heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account. Take advantage of our deposit banking products and secure mobile banking. You can even earn cash back and watch the money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our banking professionals in Albion, Crossville, Mount Airy, Olney, Bridgeport, or Lawrenceville today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Saluki's coast to 2-0 here at the Dog Pound. 28-14, the Best Way Express scoreboard. It was an intense first half there, Rob, and then just a very slow pace second half where the Salukis were controlling most of the clock. Big plays there in the first half. Three fumbles there as well. Maroons got two of those, and Salukis fell on one of them, but big plays out of everybody tonight. Allen with multiple good runs. Volkman, big runs there. He 85-yard drive, his first run, 40-yard run, and then he comes back with a 33 in the next series, and just phenomenal by everybody there. Offensive line firing on all cylinders. Drew Moore having another good night, and they've fixed their mistakes this past week in practice, learned from their mistakes last week, and put it into the Robinson Maroons, and it showed on the scoreboard. Maroons put up a good fight there as well.
Yes, he did. Moore had 148 yards and 18 carries. Gaither had, I think, 7 carries for 48. Volkman, 151 yards rushing for Volkman, 64 for Allen. So you can see they dominated the run game. Taking a look at the scoring, started in the first quarter with 4:33 to go on a 1-yard run by Drake Allen. 2-point conversion failed, but it was up 6-0. Then with 9:35 to go in the half, Moore on a 24-yard run, Volkman ran the 2-point conversion in, and it was 14-0. The Maroons got on the board with 38 seconds to go in the half on a 45-yard pass from Rayton Childress to Tyler Weber after the Salukis failed to pick up a first down on fourth down. It was 14-7 at the half. Salukis scored in the third quarter with 2:07 to go. Josh Hendren, 1-yard run. It was 20-7. And then Gannon Gaither on a 10-yard run, 6:59 to go, made it 28-7. Childress scored for Robinson, 3:09 to go, making the final of 28-14. So the Salukis, it was close, but they kept it at a distance when they had the 3-touchdown lead there at the end. So they were able to move the ball and take care of the business for the game.
And a few mistakes, not quite as many as last week, but they were on top of things. They seemed a little bit more comfortable here in this second week against Robinson, and just coast to the victory. And I think it's time for the player of the game. Player of the game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. Ford Tough player of the game. I think we both had the decision made.
GV.
Yep.
Gavin Volkman.
We're going to go with Gavin Volkman, player of the game. Had multiple big runs there, and he was all over the place. He had his hands on the ball, had a touchdown in there, and a 2-point conversion too, wasn't it?
Let's see. He did have a 2-point conversion run. Yes, he did. So, look back at my stats. Find the piece of paper that's on. Yeah, Henry and Volkman each had 2-point conversions in there. And the sub of the game, or our secondary player, if you want to call it, you're going to go with
Gagne, I believe. Gagne. Last week in Flora, he was getting in the backfield. This week again, getting in the backfield multiple times, getting sacks, tackles for loss, and just he is all over the place, firing off the ball as hard as he can and making big plays for the defense.
Yeah. He beat out Drake Allen for that. Drake, he really grew up tonight as far as carry. I think he had 12 carries, 64 yards. Some big plays in running wise. Passing wise, he was 1 of 11 for 8 yards, but only threw one pass in the second half as they were able to run the ball and control the clock on the line of scrimmage, basically.
All right, we're going to take one more quick break and be back with Coach Billy Gray with his thoughts of the game. Best Way Express scoreboard again reads 28-14. This is Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
And we're back here at Red Hill Saluki football field. Coach Billy Gray has joined us here, and the Salukis pick up their second win. They're 2-0, 28-14 win over Robinson. Pretty workmanlike on offense. I know the offense, especially the second half, been able to take it down the field in two couple of really long drives.
Yeah, we put together some good drives in the second half. You know, it's a broken record right now. We mistake after mistake, and it's really upsetting, but... got a lot of inexperience out there on the field, and we've been able to battle through it so far.
Well, the one thing you did, you were able to spread around the offense. I had Drew Moore with 148 yards, but Gavin Volkman 151, Gaither with 48, Allen 64. That spreads it out a little bit and makes the defense have to be a little more honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we're going to have to do that. I know people are going to key on Drew, and Drew's going to get his yards, but to be successful, we need the whole backfield to be successful. You know, the other thing is we got to be able to throw the football, and seems like right now if Drake throws a good ball, then we drop it, and the opposite. You know, sometimes we don't throw good balls, and that's going to happen. But just a lot of mistakes, and we're going to work on them, and hopefully keep getting better.
I was thinking, Patsy, I think he underthrew a couple, overthrew a couple, and then but there was one of the first half, I think, to off that your. Not spread offense, but double wing offense, where the tail wing back just goes straight down and he helped me Drew and just overthrew him. Now, yeah. If Drew had been about 6 foot or 6'1", I think he'd have caught it.
Yeah, and we dropped one. I mean, it hit him in the hands and he dropped it. He told me it was his fault. You know, his hands weren't ready to catch the ball. And, you know, like I said, just a lot of simple mistakes. It's nothing we can't fix, but, you know, we're getting ready to get in the meat of our schedule and things are going to get really tough. So we're going to have to clean those things up pretty quick.
Like some of your, but I think some of your kids really grew up on offense from an offensive standpoint. And defensively, really, they didn't do much offense. You were able to stop that other than the pass play at the end of the half and the last touchdown. I think, you know, you were playing several different players, I think. So, you know, I thought defensively it was pretty solid for the most part.
Yeah, it was. You know, defensively we had a good game plan, and we executed it. We gave up the long touchdown pass, and there were a lot of subs in the game there late. But, you know, like I said, we dominated the football game, I think. We just, when you put the ball on the ground 3-4 times, you know, that's 7 fumbles in 2 weeks, and that's really not acceptable.
Well, you're going the road to Alney next week. The Tigers are 2-0 after beating Lawrenceville tonight. That's going to be a very tough game on the road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always tough to play in Alney. And like I said, if we don't get some of these jitters out, you know, we're 2 games in, third of the season's almost over. We got to get things straightened out and start playing good Red Hill football.
Well, we'll see you next week at Alney.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Red Hill Saluki Coach Billy Gray. The Salukis are 2-0 with a 28-14 LIC win over the Robinson Maroons here at Red Hill Junior Senior High School.
Well, you heard it there. Coach Billy Gray saying 7 fumbles in 2 weeks. Not a great start to the season. And like you said again, a third of the season already over. And they're still having some pregame jitters. They seem to be settling in just a little bit, but they're still a little rough out there. I mean, again, kind of a young team. Not too many returning varsity players. Some of them with a little experience from last year, but still trying to work into the first couple of weeks. But by next week, very tough opponent. Only always tough to play there. Been tough since back when I was in high school not too long ago. And it seems like Lawrence County and Richland County have been kind of getting into more of a rivalry. Lawrenceville and Red Hill both having trouble. And it's just going to be a tough game next week.
Well, I think the offense, they were more consistent offensively this week. They had the 85-yard drive and then about a 73-yard drive for touchdowns. And they didn't make mistakes in offense that time with penalties. Some of the penalties were the jumping offsides on defense. And the fumbles, of course, two of the fumbles they lost, one of them they recovered. So, you know, that kind of goes with some of the game. But, you know, the one thing they've not really been able to create defensively is a lot of turnovers. I don't think you've had any turnovers yet.
A lot of fourth down stops, but not too many fumbles here and there, but got to clean up that defense a little bit, make sure they watch the ball and cut down on those penalties.
Yeah, so be on the road to Olney next week.
See you in Olney next week. For everybody, Bill back at the station, twisting the knobs, turning the dials, keeping us on the air. Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan Seed. Stay classy, Lawrence County.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Football here on The Legend, WAKO, 99.3 FM, 910 AM. Red Hill Saluki Football brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraugh Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bogues Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Homes, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Your home for Red Hill Saluki sports all season long here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting.